You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, we're starting the podcast right now. You Know What, Dude is back, and I've been waiting for this day for 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
That's not a long enough time.
I've been waiting for this day.
Anticipate something.
I've been waiting for this day for 6.5 weeks.
Wow. That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, 2 months is, that's not. I've been anticipating the release of a cordless table saw for about 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, why does it? I love that. You like cordless table saws?
My man loves tools.
Dude, I'm.
That's the whole new thing.
This year I got my I got a miter saw.
Oh, yeah?
I'm very excited.
I got a miter saw.
Very
I live in an apartment, so there's really no reason to have a miter saw, but it changes the game.
Do you know what I want? There's a German fucking, it's like a vacuum.
Festool.
A vacuum.
The Festool.
But it has all the tools in it. Like it has a saw, it has all these different tools in it.
Ooh.
And it's connected to, there's no dust.
Yeah.
So you can bring it into somebody's house, literally do all the carpentry right there.
Yeah.
It sucks it into this thing. And then it's all in one
package. I like the dust. I want the, I'm trying to die. I'm going to inhale all that shit.
Well, I mean, if I can tool talk with fucking my motherfuckers. All right, come town. I mean, is in the house, finally.
Hello. Yes.
Let's introduce everybody.
We
Mike.
Nick Bullen and Stavros Halkias. And we also got sitting in for Gabby, we got, I forgot your name.
Becky.
Becky.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Becky Rodriguez.
I didn't say Betsy for some reason. I knew it was wrong.
Yeah. And if you look at her, you know she married a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Because that's not her name.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good bit.
Is that, you're not white Hispanic?
No.
So okay. So yeah. So I always just assume you were like more exotic than you are, I guess.
Well, she's very exotic.
Yeah.
She's
the hair's cool. Your hair's cool.
Well,
that could be a white Hispanic girl's hair.
Yeah.
What is your what does your husband do, by the way?
He's an engineer.
An engineer.
Oh, damn.
Like, where does he engineer?
Like a train kind? Or
relax, Nick. Sorry.
That immediately turned this into
we
a show
got an
about
autism.
Power tools
power tools and trains, doing Legos quickly, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. A 30-minute segment on Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Algorithms. Which works best?
Here's the thing about fucking Nick. Listen, man, I love you, Stavi. You're my fucking son.
Yes.
I mean, I'd die for you. If you needed a place to live, you come live in the shed.
I would be in the shed for
sure. You have the shed.
Yes.
Because I know you survive out there.
Exactly what you would do with a son.
Yeah.
Well, my real son will be in the house.
Yeah.
But you, my adopted son, you go to the shed.
Right.
Especially if you're Greek. But, I love you.
Yes.
But, and then, you come into town. The first time I met Nick, you guys were all at that fucking baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what threw me, right? Because I'm looking at it on FaceTime, I believe. Uh-huh. And I'm like, he's with the fuck. Fucking dweebious nerds. I'm like, exactly who I thought you would hang out with. But there was a fucking hook. You guys were cunts. Like, you guys were fucking cunts. Like, dudes from, I know from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you guys looked like you were fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
But you guys were acting like you were from fucking, Medford in South Boston.
Uh-huh.
The way you were fucking with people.
That's
at the game.
Because I remember Wardell tweeted that thing at about, come to, and he said our ticket numbers, and if you want to get your ass kicked, come to our seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was me, Nick. We were the toughest looking two. And it was me, Nick, and then Adam.
Well,
who,
when you contrast it with Adam, it's very easy to feel tough.
Yeah.
He's just got to keep a guy around.
Yeah.
Well, then I met Nick, but Nick, you're an interesting fella.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
you.
Because you do look like you'd own like some type of fly fishing custom fly rod company.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
If all goes well.
Unless I figure out the right way to fail out of comedy.
Yeah. Or like you have a brand new skateboard, electric skateboard.
That I would never do.
Okay.
I'm not an adult skateboarder guy. I feel bad for those guys.
Why?
It's just a pathetic existence.
You don't like fucking Gomez's fucking Instagrams on a penny board?
Well, Gomez doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's got this fidget spinners that won't last. I'm talking about like the Bushwick guys, 46 years old,
right.
Pearl snaps, skateboarding still.
Because
they're stuck in 2008.
Not still, just
they're stuck
started.
In 2008 and they were already 33 years old back
right.
then.
Right, yeah.
So they're trying to relive a childhood they didn't have
right.
that was already doubly anachronistic 10 years ago.
Now, the word what is that again?
Anachronistic. Out of place in time.
Listen, I want you to I don't know if Stavi gave you a pep talk, but we need to dumb it down. Not for my fans, for me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's another thing about this kid. Mm-hmm. You look like you know one thing good.
Yeah.
Like wood. Like, okay. You know, or maybe how to fix a fucking Volkswagen, you know? But you're also an intelligent guy. You're very smart. And Starvey's the same way. I mean, you look like you know nothing.
Yes,
you know
how
to play in mud and eat ice cream.
I look very stupid. Yeah.
But you guys are both very highly intelligent guys.
Thank you.
Well, that's right there. It proves that I'm right about your intelligence because you didn't go, yeah, motherfucker, I am smart. Yeah. You guys are smart guys. You're a smart guy, Nick.
Well, we know not to bait you.
Right.
You know what I mean? To add, you know, we saw how you reacted to anachronistic.
I don't like when you say bait. I feel like you're calling me fat in a weird.
Yeah,
it's like a roundabout fat joke.
Yes, very round. Yeah. Very supple.
A little more accurate on that one. Yeah. A little more direct on that fat joke, you chuggy motherfucker.
Smart's kind of an insult in comedy, though.
Why?
Because it kind of works in inverse to being funny, I think.
Well, there you go with inverse again.
Yeah, all right, you can handle inverse, Bob. I believe in you.
But but I can feel the floor creaking underneath me.
There's no way you haven't heard that word
inverse.
Before.
I have.
Just not on a Tuesday before.
No inglés.
Yeah.
No habla inglés.
What are you?
I just wait outside the Home Depot till the podcast start. I do not know inverse. Please do not say it to me.
Do not say the inverse to me.
What is it? Wait. No, no entiendo.
Anacronistic.
Please. I do not know it. Please. Señor, I beg of you. I try to send the money to my wife.
Making fun of Mexicans. Do-da. Making fun of Mexicans. Do-da-do-da-day. Do-da-do-da-day. See. Do-da-do-da-day. See. Ah, shit.
If this were Lewis' show, he'd be like, can we get somebody to rap that song and produce it and then make it the new theme song to
our
show?
Can I get a ride from the Toronto airport? He really does use his fans like fucking Siri.
Yeah.
Fans, how do I get a new logo?
Yeah. He had a contest to build him a website.
His divorce lawyer was the guy in a fitted Looney Tunes cap.
I know custody. I've lost 4 children so far, so I know the custody battle.
The judge is like looking through all the paperwork. He's like, is this made out of pressed hemp? With hemp stationery.
Why is there a Gas Digital logo on everything? The front of the judge's bench, there's a Gas Digital sticker. You're everybody knows it's kind of unfair what you guys did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's why. Because you're not famous.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If I say Stavros and Nick, you know, people are like, who?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most people, a lot of people, they don't know who the fuck you are.
For sure.
But what you did, like now in this business, you're either famous and you can get all the money.
Yeah.
You know, like Kevin Hart's got all the money. Now he's doing a fucking Ninja Warrior show. I mean, everything. You know what I mean? Howie Mandel, he's doing a kids talk. You get it all.
Yeah.
You get to be.
There's 10 people that get to have everything.
Yeah, 10 people have all the shit, right?
Yeah.
And then there was, you know, this shit where you kind of worked your way up. You guys have this fucking Patreon.
Mm.
And I, because of you two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody, we got to get on Patreon.
Yeah. Right.
Because if they did it.
Yeah.
Two fucking nerdy fucking DC.
Well, we did
DC.
It because my old roommate did it. They have a podcast, and their podcast makes like $98,000
a month. Yeah, they're even richer than we are. It's crazy. Yeah,
$98,000 a month.
But
yeah.
who, just say their name. I should know, because if you're making that much money, I should know.
Chapo Trap House.
I have no idea.
They're not comics, though. Right. It's like a political show. It's kind of comedy,
they're
but
funny.
It's like,
they're funny, but yeah, they're not stand-up comedians.
I have a fine Patreon. I have a bunch of people that go to it. I'm very happy. I love those guys, but it's like what you guys did is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys make a lot of money. I'm not going to say how much. Is it out there?
It's public.
Yeah, you can see it.
It's public.
Yeah.
I hid mine because I don't want you guys to look at my Patreon and go, yeah. But also, I felt like I didn't want people to look at my money and be like, oh, you got all that money. But I'm at the point, like, I do.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing's absurd, so it should be transparent. I mean, you don't, like, deserve any money to do a podcast, really.
Really?
I don't think that would be
I disagree with that.
I started the podcast so that you could, like, if you do a show, because that's the problem, if you get stuck in, like, that territory of being, like, a road feature or whatever. Right. It's like, maybe people like you, but they'll forget you in a week.
Right.
And you can't be like, well, check out my website, and, like, email list don't work, and podcasts really are a good way to, like,
Best social media for stand-up comics out there. I've always said that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of an accessory to stand up to bolster what you could do on the road. But then, I mean, quickly it became the podcast as, like, the main source of income.
Well, because I think podcasting, especially the way I do it, I mean, if it was just me and I could go in my shed or in my hotel room and just rant for an hour,
yeah,
I wouldn't give a fuck about anything. I just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the you know, getting people in here, putting it on the thing, I have a couple people producing it,
sure,
booking the show and it became that.
Right.
Yeah. It evolved into that. So now it's like,
see, our shit is still, we have like a field recorder, no headphones. We haven't, the upfront investment was like $350 and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we haven't upgraded anything.
Right.
And there's really no reason to.
Right.
So, I mean, we just do it at our friend's apartment.
But I got to be honest. I've only listened to a little bit of it here and there. I'm not going to sit there and go, dude, I love your show.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it. I plan on listening to your show. Uh-huh. But I just didn't, and this is a true, I didn't want to, I don't know if the word influence is what I mean, but I didn't want to listen to yours and be like, oh, that's what you get. It seems like people are trying to emulate what you're doing.
But honestly, Bobby, I think there is a little element. All we're doing is just like, it's fuck it. We're stupid as shit.
Yeah.
We're just saying dumb, offensive things because we want to. It's us making our friends laugh.
Right.
It's really kind of what was going on when it was like you, Joe, Dan, and Lewis. Like,
right.
That's the vibe. It's like, we're just, and people kind of latch on to character, like who you are as people, as much as they like the jokes.
The appeal of the show is more our friendship rather than it being like hard, good
comedy.
Can
I just stop you 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're adorable. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Nick.
Just him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not,
I thought you meant our friendship.
No, you're not adorable. Yeah. But he is adorable.
Thank you. He just went
like this in his eyes.
That's my appeal. Yeah. I'm the cute one on the show. You know, I'm the emotional center. I'm the core. I'm the gooey core.
I have dead eyes.
Yeah. I gotta admit, dude, when he first brought you in here, I was kind of like, oh, I like this kid. He's cool. But you were always fucking dead-eyed with me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's a major insecurity. I wish I didn't have shark eyes.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
You really do.
He always stare through people.
You always feel like a flounder.
Yeah.
And then he's sizing up.
Fucking
sorry.
Two jokes over each other. Yeah. Let's see who won. Let's see who won. You go.
I already said mine.
What'd you say?
I know how this works.
Please.
The repeating never works.
Just once.
You never get the laugh.
Just once.
Absolutely not.
Try.
I will not do it.
Dude, listen, just because he's here,
I will not
you don't
do
bitch
it.
Me out. You know how this
All
works.
Right, okay. Out of respect for our relationship, Robert, I will bomb right now for you.
Go ahead.
You always feel like a flounder he's sizing up. There we go.
That's pretty good. What'd you say?
He was a Robert Shaw on the boat, but that's fine.
See? Right. You won.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
You never know till you try.
You're right.
And that's what I'm teaching
I believe
my
myself.
Son.
Thank you, Dad.
Both my sons. I'm teaching Max and Stop.
Robert Shaw had beautiful baby blues. He had great eyes.
Great eyes.
You know, that's how you can have a fucked up Irish face like that and still be a major celebrity.
It really is.
The eyes will save you.
Yeah.
You got dead eyes. You're fucked.
Yeah, I have dead eyes too, dude.
No, not like this.
You're twinkle
animated.
A little.
Yeah. I have a little twinkle. Yeah, dude, when I met you, the first couple of times, the second time I met you, I tried to be nice to
people
you.
People think I don't like them, and it's just no. I'm just
then we went.
Soulless
eyes. I did Comedy Knockout, and I said, they said, who do you want to help you? You have all these writers. I fucking grabbed him. Mm-hmm. Right, I saw him in the hallway or something.
Yeah,
I go get in here, and I grabbed him, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great. We're gonna fuck, and we did. He was great, but he did. I swear to God, you could have put a joke robot in the room, and I would have felt more close to that fucking robot. I thought we were gonna bond. We won. I fucking won. I thought he was gonna grab my hand, and we were gonna meet like UFC fighter at the end and take a photo. He fucking. I didn't even say goodbye to me. He just fucking left.
That was a really fun show.
What the fuck, Nick?
That's emotional closeness to Nick.
What is that? What?
It's just where my face looks. I mean, it may be coupled with I have some sort of like reserved affect problem or it may be emotionally stunted, but I
definitely.
Mean,
well, you hit it right there.
Affect?
Stunted. No. Yeah. Bobby's lost right now.
Affect? Someone Google affect?
And it gets worse as
I get older. Can we please Google these words,
too.
Please, as they come up? I'm just going to let you assume which words I need to know.
But there's like shows, like people take pictures at shows, and it's maybe, I don't know if it's gotten worse as I've gotten older, but like as digital photography's gotten better over the last 10 years, people take pictures of me on stage and I look like a blind person.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, you fucking, I mean, everybody I talk to loves you. Like, everybody's a great guy. And I'm like, yeah, I think so, too. But he won't let me in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's literally...
Let me in, Nick!
It's just my face. I don't know what to do about it.
I wanted to invite him to the barbecue, but I was like, no, I don't want to get rejected.
I don't think I rejected.
He would have come.
I just didn't want to get rejected.
No, not a vocal affect, a reserved affect, a flat affect.
Oh, you made fucking Becky dumb.
Yeah.
Do you know which...
It just means my face isn't very, like, emotional.
I'm trying to learn, okay? You already know what it means?
Yeah, because it's ruined my life.
Now, this Cumtown. Okay, so it's just you guys. It's you three guys.
Yeah, Adam also. Adam.
And you guys are making $30,000 a week. I mean, I remember
month,
when it was
month.
A month.
Yeah.
Sorry.
fucking
freaked
That'd
everybody
be wild.
Out.
Yeah. A week would be fucking insane.
But I know you, Stavi, when you had no money.
Yes.
I mean, I used to take you to Korean barbecue, and you would
highlight of my year.
Right, you would, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now you're making great money off of this podcast, and you do one free a week.
Yeah,
one free, and then a premium on the weekends.
Premium.
So one free, and
so
then
two
one,
episodes a week.
So two, and then a premium. So the premium one on the weekends, and this is evergreen.
Pretty much evergreen.
Not,
I mean, if there's something's happening, we'll talk about it. But
sure.
It can be about whatever the fuck. It doesn't really matter.
And you just do it at somebody's house on a recorder, field recorder, and you put it up. There's no video.
No, we might do video at some point. I don't know.
But you don't do it now.
We do not do it now.
And this is fucking. It's like. It's like this is the business. This is the magic of this business. You don't know what or where or when. You couldn't have imagined that this would have happened.
No, fuck no. I thought we were going to do like 8 episodes and then never do it again.
Yeah.
I thought it was like we were both depressed as shit and our lives were horrific. And then it's just like we're just started. Nick,
I mean,
really,
that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
How are you depressed?
I don't know. I mean, it gets worse too.
Tell them to go
Why?
To therapy.
Well, the more success you have and it's like, well, I should feel better now. And then you don't. And it's like, I guess. I should just kill myself.
Please don't kill yourself. Because your face has I will kill myself eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
You have, you don't think about that.
This
do
is
you?
Also like the birth of my child eyes. I can't change it. Yeah. Just no matter what. The moment that fucking noose snaps against the back of my skull, it's going to look exactly the same as.
So, first of all, don't be hacking, hang yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
A little, be more creative.
There's
than that,
a reason
dude.
It's so popular.
Swallow
it's
paint.
Go.
No, here's what you do. You get a little fucking train.
I just become retarded. And then it's like, this was the answer the whole time.
The show would be better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When he comes in, his eyes are better.
They look Chinese, but more animated.
Yeah, he's happy all the time. Just drooling into a fucking cup of sand. Yeah.
He's like, finally got those beautiful almond-shaped eyes he's always wanted. That extra chromosome really changed his life. Thank you, Sherwin Williams.
Ah, shit. But, look, that's so fucked up. I hope you don't think, look, man, I'm looking at you right now. Good-looking guy. You're in great shape for a comedian. Like,
yeah,
naturally. Do you work out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you work out, of course.
Constantly.
I mean,
I was kind of hoping on my little man crush I have on him that he was like, no, I know, it's just me.
Yeah,
no. down a couple notches.
No, I'm a disaster if I don't.
But you're a good looking guy. You're talented. You're intelligent. You got shit going on. The podcast is kicking. You guys are now. You're going on the road. You guys can sell out places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you now? One of the fears I have all the time, because I've been doing it for so long, is that I've got like 5 hours of material I've been through over the 20-something years, but I'm constantly trying to fucking, I got to go back to these places all the time and do these shows, and I got to have something new, or I feel like shit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm scared all the time of that I'm not worthy, or I'm not great enough for, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's these insecurities you have, even though you're going up. But do you have these now because you guys are selling these places out? And are you coming through for the fans? Are you nervous? Like, shit, this is bigger than I am right now, comedy-wise?
No, because selling out, I mean, it's not like we're selling out theaters. The selling out is like alternative venues where it's, you're talking about like at most like 300 tickets for an individual.
That's for one show.
Yeah, for one
show.
But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird because we're doing live podcasts, which is like, I would rather do stand-up.
Yeah.
But it's like,
oh, you're not doing stand-up.
No, we do stand-up, too. But it's not the three of us. We don't tour as stand-ups together.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you guys were touring
as
stand-ups.
Podcasts. I mean,
yeah, live podcasts.
We could tour as stand-ups. We just haven't really figured it out or really thought about it.
Right.
That's part of the appeal of the show is that...
Well, also, so much of like my stand-up career has been independent from the podcast. I don't. That would feel wrong.
Right.
I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like we all do want to just be stand-ups too. Or
by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to go Stavi and do your show.
Yeah. And we all, me and Nick, all both are doing like our own dates, and then we just tour the podcast.
Now you both do hours, and you're the headliners now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who goes with you? Does anybody? Or you just deal with who?
Just whatever. I mean, the last one I did, they put a showcase together of local comics.
Right. Now, is your comedy, I was worried that like, you know, like I got to go up after everybody all the fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was worried, I got to be the motherfucker. I can't not be. No, it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes you're not. Most of the time I am. You know what I mean? Like being in that spot. Like I did a benefit last night. I have to go up. I can't go up second. I always have to go up at the fucking end because I'm this, you know, I'm Bob, you know, which I'm fine. That, you know, like it comes with the territory.
Comes with it.
But are you finding that you guys have to have that responsibility now in comedy?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, every headliner should feel pressure to be the best comic on the show.
Right. Yeah. And it's, but is it freaking you out? Are you cool with it? You love it?
No. I mean, I don't, as long as I don't, like, have a terrible set, I don't really care.
Right.
You know, and then more the pressure is to turn over new material, I think.
Because you guys are podcast, you're taking podcast fans and then going, come see me do comedy.
That is
so does the comedy, is the comedy and the podcast at the same level?
We're better at stand-up than we are
I'm better at stand-up, but it is much different. I mean, I spent, like, I don't know, 8 years as, like, a road feature, so the bulk of, like, I mean...
Right.
If I'm doing like an hour, I mean, some of that is going to have to be material from like, I don't know, even 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the material that I started writing so that I could work clubs and not get fired and I could come back as a middle.
I think the first 10 years of your life is coming up with that first hour. And that first hour, even after that 10 years, kind of gets bigger and tighter and smaller.
Yeah.
And then after that is when you start, it gets shorter and shorter to write the hour. But that first 10 years is creating that motherfucker hour. That's why people's albums, their first album,
they're so good.
Is so fucking.
It's a decade of work.
It's a decade of work, yeah. My second album was better than my first, but there was a bunch of stuff from the first that I did in this.
Right,
so it was it was kind of
an
amalgamation.
I'm also like getting back.
Nothing.
Back.
Amalgamation. Congrats.
I fucking threw that out there for you guys.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's good. I like it.
But that's just, you used to hearing that word, so that's why you just went over it, right?
What, amalgam?
Amalgamation.
Yes.
I used that word. All right, nothing. Okay.
Where'd you pick that one up?
I fucking just came to me.
Wow.
God
channeled it. Yeah.
I don't know where I went.
Bob, I feel bad for you
while selecting a cavity filling.
But if you go back and if you hear the insecurity, how it came, I went, amalgamation.
Zach's just giving you words in the headphones right now.
Say amalgamation. No. Amalgamation.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, hang on one second. I mean, you don't really think about suicide, do you?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I do. Probably.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's...
But I always have, so it's like, that's not something I'm really too worried about.
Well, I think you should, because I've never thought about it.
Never? That's alien to me. That is absurd.
I swear to God, I've never thought about killing myself. I've thought about, maybe because I've always had addictions. I've thought about just going nuts with food or fucking or hookers or, you know, drugs or drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fucking, you know, that anger. Like, you know, I've had that So it's like, I'm not going to go kill myself. I'll just go fucking eat 9 pizzas.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's killing myself.
Yeah. All the drugs. Long term.
Yeah, maybe just.
Yeah.
I've been trying to commit suicide for 47 years.
Suicide by hoagie.
I'm actually.
Calzone.
That'd be a great way to
cause of death, calzone.
Extra large.
If there was an actual fact that if I ate 2 calzones, I die,
yeah.
That would be a hard. Maybe I would think about it.
And they look so good. They're the best calzones you've ever seen in your life. They're just glistening and it's
Stromboli beautiful. Calzone.
Calzone.
That's a good point.
With a little dipping sauce. Also.
I mean, what's the functional difference between the two? It's just the shape, right?
Yeah, it's the shape, but the I think the cheese is different inside too.
I think a
Stromboli traditionally has some type of ricotta, right?
Yes.
And the other one.
No, calzone has the cream.
Is the ricotta? Yeah, I think it's a cheese. We can look it up for you.
Yeah. One's like a shell, puffier shell.
Yeah,
one's
puffy.
I like the puff.
Yeah, puff.
And then you dip in a little, you hit it with a little tomato sauce on the side. Come on.
Oh, my God. How about when the cheese drips out and all of a sudden the oil from the meat and the cheese.
Oh, good God.
And it drips out on the thing and you're like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What I like is you go to a pizza place and they have Stromboli, but then the chicken version is just called a chicken roll.
A chicken roll, that was an... Look, Stromboli is cheese and a little meat.
Yeah, it's like folded up.
It's got sliced meat in it. But it's not a chicken Stromboli. It's a chicken roll.
You start doing chicken roll, that's a chicken palm. Basically, this asshole somewhere put chicken, that diced up horse shit chicken.
I don't know when
they made that.
I like chicken rolls.
Chicken roll, you can't fuck with it. It's a great roll, but it's not, it's not good.
The Costco chicken roll? You ever fuck with that thing?
No.
Oh, my God. The Costco fucking...
Worth a membership?
Cafeteria. Yeah, 100%.
Costco's got some good food, man.
They got good food, dude.
I mean,
They got that motherfucking rotisserie chicken in there. They got little pepper wings.
You're not the first person that has come to me with this fucking Costco
thing. The pizza's good. The Costco pizza's good.
Dude, fucking turkey burgers at Costco?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be... There's something up with them. That they're fucking off the chart.
My favorite thing at Costco is the Fabergé eggs by the entrance. Like, who's buying a Fabergé egg at Costco?
Fabergé egg, you never know. You could hide shit in it. You could put fucking cookies.
Right. This would be great to lose in the divorce. That's really all that is for. You're going to lose your Fabergé egg to some woman.
I'm
going to
get a Fabergé egg and 3 wetsuits.
Yeah.
And just fucking almond
giant
milk.
I'm going to get a quilt for camping.
Yeah.
Look, man, 2 people killed themselves this week.
Mm-hmm.
3 people, actually. There was a duchess. I forget where, maybe in, I don't know where she was. A duchess killed herself this week, too.
Damn.
Hung herself, suicide. And then you had Kate Spade kills. It's so weird, though, that Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, it's weird that they both hung themselves. Somebody actually brought it up. Maybe it was a serial killer.
Well, a lot of people think it was the Mossad.
Kate Spade too. What did she do to fucking
piss
off Israel?
Kate Spade was just over 40, so it makes
sense.
But Anthony Bourdain, because he did all that Me Too shit. They said that Weinstein had the Mossad.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Checks out.
And when I say they, of course, I mean my racist friends from the internet.
I hear
news,
the Mossad is up to a lot of stuff. Actually,
I hear the Mossad's good, and everything Israel does is okay by me.
Yeah. I love the olive tree downstairs. I only work Jewish comedy clubs.
I think Harvey's innocent. What is God? I don't even know what Gaza is. I don't know. Kite sounds like a weapon to me.
An illegal settlement. Yeah. That's what it is.
Jesus. I think it's weird. I do think it's weird that 3 people committed suicide. More than that, actually.
Yeah.
And then I did a suicide prevention benefit last
night. You know what suicide clusters are? Have you heard of those?
No.
So in certain areas, I think it's usually teenagers, there'll be pockets of like spontaneous suicides where it happens like in groups.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So there's like splash damage from a suicide where other people will kill themselves.
Because it's like they're in that spot at that time. And somebody kills themselves, like, oh, I'll fucking do that too.
Well, I think that people, like, on some level know it's always an option, you know? And when you're, like, met with that, like, apparently the National Suicide Prevention Hotline had, like, an increase of 25% in calls after Bourdain's suicide.
Actually, suicide in America is up 25% this year.
Oh, yeah?
Damn.
It's crazy with
Trump, going baby. So I love him so much.
Love
just imagine that. Like, how many people killed themselves because of Obama?
Not that
probably
many.
Not many, no, right? Dude. They just got they bumper stickers and more guns.
Yeah.
If Trump is making people kill themselves, I
if you
love
think about it,
it
that helps global warming more than anything
yeah,
else.
Actually,
know, less
yeah,
actually,
the carbon
around.
Footprint of a fucking human being, he's done more for the environment than anybody since Nixon.
That's right. The EPA should love Trump.
Yeah. Which was created by a Republican, by the way.
Thank you.
Speak
you,
on it, King.
Are you a Republican? No, you're not. What are you?
I'm nothing, really.
Really?
Yeah.
You are you center?
Yeah, the only things I really care about is I think everybody should have free health care, and mm-hmm. I think we should raise the minimum wage pretty significantly. Things like that. So yeah. I guess left.
Just basic.
Common sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would consider it common sense, but right. a lot of people would disagree with that. Dave Smith would sure, you know, yeah. have a huge problem with
the market is what.
Why
the
did Dave Smith? He's a libertarian.
Market.
He's a libertarian. So he thinks nobody should have health care and that children should be slaves.
Well, that's basically it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. kids do work cheap.
Well, the ugly ones should be slaves.
Right.
You know what I mean? There should be
the ones without rich parents. Yeah. They should die in factories.
Max is in. He's
you're
cute.
Good. Yeah, you're good. Max is cute as shit. He gets an education. Because of his cheekbones. Because of his bone structure.
His bum chin. Yeah. His one dimple. His rather large cock for a 5-year-old. It's always hard. Why?
The perma hard dick.
I remember my little cousin would do that. He'd get his dick hard and run around when he was 5 and be like, my dick hurts.
Yeah. That was me and my little brothers would have like dick measuring that. Contests, and the secret weapon I had in my back pocket was getting hard. They didn't know about getting hard yet. Oh, so okay. I would just jerk off as a 5-year-old and be like, sorry, I have the biggest dick.
Yeah. I used to do that with cum.
What? You're coming to link?
Put it in my, yeah.
I would jerk off with my friends in come yet. So I'd just throw it in the cheek and they'd be like, they thought it was Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's how you would win the dick measuring contest. Yeah.
Blind them with
right.
cum.
It's like at the end of Bloodsport.
Take my word for
at
it.
The end of Bloodsport when he throws the sand in his eye.
Yeah. Yeah, and then do the dimock.
Yeah.
Well, my Matt, he pees at night now. We got to wake him up and take a little piss.
You have to wake him up?
Sometimes he'll wake up and go piss. Coolest thing as a dad ever is when you're watching TV around 12 o'clock and you hear your son get up and you see it fucking whizzing,
mm-hmm.
that fucking, that piss hitting the water, nice. And you're like, he's a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not that girl.
Oh, he's got a nice stream?
So, but what happened is that sometimes you're going to wake him up and bring him in. He's too tired and he's got a full-fledged fucking rocket. And he's gonna piss all over the wall. And I'm like, dude. He's like, you help me. I'm like, no.
We're over that.
I'm not fucking bending down your rod. It's too creepy. I gotta push in his helmet with my index finger. I'm not, there's a, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You gotta get one of those claw
machines.
Piss in the shower.
Huh?
Make him piss in the shower.
No, I'm not gonna piss in the shower.
Why not? Dude, put him in the shower.
Because you gotta teach him. He's a kid.
Yeah,
he's gotta
learn how to
handle his
own cock. I do that
as a grown man. If my dick is hard and I have to piss, I'll just get in the shower and piss all over the walls of the shower. I'm not gonna risk having to clean
I'll angle my
up.
Cock down.
That goes away though, because when you're in your 40s, your dick never gets hard again.
Yeah.
Unless you see two trannies sucking each other up on a bus. It's the only way my dick gets hard.
Wow. Why is Bobby going on all these bus tours? Don's like, Bobby, you spent $2,000 at Manhattan tours this month?
It's awful. It's awful. When, I'm fucking, I pre-cum for fucking 45 minutes on my iPhone now. It's like, nope, seen it, done it, no.
Sure.
Farm? Wait.
Yeah.
I fucking need crazy shit.
What are you into right now? Anything?
Old men sucking each other off in the sun.
It's just about the respect they have for each other.
Yeah.
So, you know this video I mean? I found of this guy helping his son piss.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about that one.
Yeah,
but
that one gets pretty good.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like to imagine he's an Iraq veteran. He's coming and he's lost the ability to go soft in the horrors of war. So help him back into society, bathroom first.
6-year-old man.
yeah, it's pretty hard right now to
Max's penis?
No, is that what he knows? It's funny because he knows what a penis is now. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll be on the couch just playing with it. Like, just with two hands, four fingers. The way I would wish I could play with my penis.
Sure.
Just sit on a couch and just...
Yes. And really, like, get in there.
And you got to sit there and go, you know, when he was a little younger, you'd be like... Look, and he's playing with his dick. He found it. But now it's like, all right, you got to knock that off.
Yeah.
You can't, you got to do that. You can't just grab your dick anyway.
He can almost tie his shoes. You can't. Once you tie your shoes, I feel like you can't.
Here's the funny part about fucking tying shoes and writing cursive and a bunch of other shit. You don't have to tie shoes anymore. They have Velcro for kids. You know, I mean, I don't even know.
Hold on. You should teach your son how to tie his shoes. You don't want him growing up not knowing how to tie his shoes.
Yeah. They don't have to go to the potty trainer. I think there's adult diapers now. Shit himself in middle school.
You don't have to learn how to read. You can just scream.
Yeah.
Okay. Just scream at people.
Hang on one second. I'm gonna back up all this shit. Yeah. Unless you have more.
No, go
unless
ahead.
You have, yeah. Because you guys are on a fucking roll. Reading. Here's another thing. I'm going to tell you.
There's YouTube videos. You don't need books anymore.
I'm telling you.
He's like, Max is 19 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to read. Just plays with his dick all day.
Jerking off.
Tell you, his Velcro and jacking off.
Yeah.
I don't know why he hung himself. I'm telling you that my grandfather had a shitload of books in his house about all the shit he taught himself over the years. Downstairs in his little work thing, he had tools and books. Now, me... I have a whole, you know, my shed. I have all my tools and all this shit in the last 5 years I've gotten from having to have this backyard and take care of a house. I didn't read one book. I built a pirate ship. I've built a zip line. I fixed everything in my house that could be fixed. I learned how to.
You don't know what the word inverse is. That's the effect of not reading.
Yeah, I understand, but you... I still know more than a guy that has a fucking college education.
Sure.
I know more shit than he knows. He might know 1, 2, 3 things very good.
Yeah.
But I'll just do it. You know, so my heat went out one night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was $2.50 to come out, $2.50 an hour after that to fix it in the middle of the night. I went on YouTube. And I saw some dude with a hair lip. Yeah. It was hard to get through. Had to go through it a couple. Sniff, I ain't done, dude. Sniff. I fixed my heat. I got my tools. I unscrewed this. I did this. I had to take that out, clean it off, put it back in. Heat fixed. I saved myself thousands of dollars going to fucking YouTube. I learned carpentry YouTube.
I'm a decent carpenter, and it's from just doing it myself.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you saw the pirate ship I built.
Pirate ship rules.
You saw the zip line. I took. My wife was like, we should get somebody to build the platform for the. I got pallets. I have all this extra wood. Went and got pallets and a bunch of extra wood, and me and my friend Joe built the platform out in the back.
Yeah.
In around a half hour, an hour maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like YouTube, my grandfather, all these books I've learned, I sit there, all the stuff about camping I've learned over the last year and a half. I just got a hammock. I knew everything about it. When it came, I knew every single thing about it, how to put it up, all the do's and don'ts, and it was all from YouTube. Now, I would have had to read about that before.
Yeah.
Read all the directions, read all the shit about it.
Sounds fucking gay.
Well, the hammock?
Yeah.
Oh, the hammock's the shit.
No, reading.
Well, reading for me is all. I've never liked it. I've hated it my whole life.
Yeah.
I fall asleep. You want me to go to sleep?
You probably have a learning disability.
I definitely have a learning disability. Yeah. But I'll watch something and I'll fucking in 2 seconds. So going back to, you're right, I should teach my kid how to tie his shoes. But they don't have shoes for 5-year-olds with fucking laces, really.
Right.
All come with Velcro.
I had giant feet, so I had orthopedic old man Velcro shoes as a baby. Like, I was like 7 years old and I still didn't tie my I couldn't tie my shoes. And
oh, that retard boy is measuring his dick.
Yeah.
It's a shame that he brings brothers into it. I don't know why parents allow that retard boy to molest his brothers.
Velcro shoes.
Spend all that money on them shoes, get them some manners.
Fully nude, just Velcro white shoes. Like a fucking Korean War vet would wear. Like those kinds of shoes. Yeah.
I was bought those a couple weeks ago. I swear to God, my wife, she made me put them back. I had them in my hand.
Yeah.
I was the most comfortable sneaker I've ever put on in my life is that Nike old man shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Woof.
The Monarch, the Air Monarch?
I think it was the Air Monarchs. Yeah. Most comfortable shoe I've ever worn in my life.
I might
buy
some of those, actually. Oh, they're
so
comfy.
So comfy. Yeah. She made me put them back. But I don't think you need... I mean, these kids are growing cursive. You're not being taught cursive anymore.
I mean, that shit was
cursive
stupid
is
back
bullshit.
Then.
I don't know why
what
we ever learned.
What the fuck
were
we doing that for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you can read stupid. The Constitution. That's a good
one. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what, like, you know, sure.
Yeah, what else?
In
who
fucking
else is,
cursive?
Or you could read old-timey fucking letters and shit. Yeah.
This is what a fucking follower I am. I've never asked why we need to learn cursive.
Yeah.
I just did it. And I wrote in cursive my whole life. I never thought about what it meant. Uh-huh. Like, what is cursive?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, printing is so much easier.
Yeah, and now no one even has to fucking write, honestly. It's like
nobody writes
typing.
Anymore.
Yeah.
No letters. So, like, you don't think that shoelaces are going out? I guarantee you.
You ever turn off auto, like even just the fixing your fucked up typing on the phone and just see what nonsense it looks like when you're just typing without the phone doing the work for you?
No, that's crazy.
It's like everyone is a functional retard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What you're actually typing in there is just this complete mess.
Yeah.
And the phone does all this work to communicate for you.
Yes.
But because you see the keyboard and you have like memories of typing on a manual keyboard,
you
think, oh, I'm typing, and it's not.
So we're
just approximating all this shit with your limp wrists, and then communication happens.
So we're becoming... I mean, I don't have a ton of books that I read, but I know a bunch of shit. I've learned more in the last 5 years being a dad or owning a house than I learned in the last fucking 15 years of just being a comic.
Yeah.
Just trying to, tell dick jokes and get pussy.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right?
Sounds great.
So.
You don't have to learn anything with being a comedian. One of my favorite things about comedians is that, like, none of us know how a microphone works, and it is the only tool. Literally the only thing that we have. In our job, and
have
none of them can explain.
Have you ever seen a comic when the mic goes out on stage
and they can't put it back together?
Yeah.
It clicks, and they're like, "What the fuck?" So you've been doing comedy since 1997.
Yeah. Like we should
even
practice.
Mic stands.
Yeah. We should practice before the show.
Yeah.
Just taking a mic, going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, I'm good. This is good. Mm-hmm.
Raise the mic stand up, lower it.
But we never do sound checks.
Never.
We never walk in and go test one, test two, to see if the sound is good. We just go on and go, sound suck, dude.
Yeah.
After the show, that club fucking stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could have fixed that.
Yeah.
Because there's a douchebag in a box.
Yeah.
That would have.
I had to fix the board at a spot we did in Philly, and it's only from doing the podcast that I would know what to do
to fix the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, man. We don't have to learn. Once you choose what the fuck you're doing life, you're
I'm
just done.
As shit.
But I think that does change, at least for me. And I have to equate it to...
Well, nice.
Wait.
I didn't know what you were nodding at.
A two-syllable word.
really bugs me. You know what I mean? This dead-eyed cocksucker.
I don't know what word
he's dead-eyed. You can't give emotional cues, Bobby. Yeah, you cannot give emotional cues. It's got to be all
excuse
words.
Excuse me, I got to go urinate.
A bigger word than equate, by the way, Bobby. Urinate is a more impressive word than equate.
Not as elegant.
You're right. I'll get
elegant. Oh, there you go. The biggest words you know are from the backs of Pontiacs from 30 years ago.
Not as Le Sabre.
De Elegance.
So, I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying?
It's something equate. You said equate.
I would equate some of it to there's a midlife crisis thing that happens when you have a kid and when you do say, okay, I'm going to go have this other thing other than when you're not in love with just comedy anymore,
yeah.
and you
yeah.
become you have a family love, then you start going, I gotta learn how to do shit. You know, like this whole camping thing that I'm going through right now,
uh-huh.
where I want to go out in the woods.
No, fuck that, dude.
I love
fuck
it.
Fuck nature.
What?
No.
Shut up.
We've beat nature. We don't need to be there anymore.
What are you
We've
talking
evolved
about?
Past having to fucking have bugs in our ass and shit like
First
that.
First of all, I don't like Cumtown, Stavi. I like YKWD, Stavi.
Yeah, okay.
This fuck that shit.
Fuck nature. I'm out on it.
This accent, I don't like it. Stop impressing Nick.
I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
Nick cannot be impressed.
I'm ready.
Unless I fucking knew how to dovetail a joint or some shit like that. Unless I fucking put together a cabinet, Nick would not be impressed.
Dovetailing's fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that would impress you, right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. You could freehand some dovetails. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. I know how Nick works. Yeah.
I'm going to dovetail for you.
That'd be great. Do you have a workshop or do you just have tools?
I have a little workshop I have off of my house inside that I do a bunch of stuff, but I usually take it out into my backyard.
Were you in Westchester?
Westchester, okay. Yeah. I'm going to invite you up. You should come up. I should have invited you to the party. We're going to have another barbecue.
Yeah.
You smoke cigars?
Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have a cigar barbecue.
Cigar barbecue. You wouldn't go cigar barbecue?
I think cigar barbecue.
Cigar barbecue.
Cigar barbecue.
Yeah.
All right.
Rolls off better.
First of all,
these
Michael,
are the kind of
you
arguments.
Never take somebody's side of the mind. I'm not looking at you. That's how I'm fucking treating you right now.
You never
fucking point. You go. Wait for me to go, and then you go. You understand that? Becky, I will look at you when I talk to Mike from now on. My God, I'm so glad you have a husband. Not that I had a shot ever. That bugs me. I don't even have a shot anymore. But my brain doesn't know how fat I am until a fan takes a photo and I'm just like,
And I'm like, wow. They hit you with the flash at the wrong angle. Overhead light.
You mean any angle?
Yeah.
I literally have one angle, space.
Yeah.
I literally have to do this to take a photo.
That's how I am with my eyes. Somebody will take a picture and then it looks like when they find one of those new animals in a cave concealed.
It's a naked mole rat or something. Yeah.
It's like a hairless vole.
You really do have fucking dude.
I know. It's a tragedy.
It's so fucking weird, man. But I'm happy because I feel like we can be friends now.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Because I just know that you're listening, even though I feel like you're not.
You should get those eyes, like the glass sunglasses with eyes painted on them. You know, like Homer had in that fucking episode. Or just paint beautiful eyes on your eyelids.
That'd be
close your eyes forever.
I actually know a face painter that can do that.
Yes.
Yeah,
she did that. Yeah, she was at the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember Max's eyes? Max wanted to be
great.
An avatar. She's unbelievable, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever in a party, what's it called? What were they called again? Face?
I don't know.
Face to face?
Face to face. Yeah, let's go.
Fuck,
for
I gotta give her a big plug.
Yeah.
Will you look up that party? Look up face painting. I'll get my wife to do it. Sorry about that. Oh, that's good. Anyways.
Didn't sound good.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think that kids. I think things are making us dumber. Because you don't have to do as much as you had to do back when I was a kid or when you guys were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to get worse. I think shoelaces are going to be gone.
you're sticking on shoelaces.
I think shoelaces are going to be gone.
Is it just because you're fat and don't want to tie your shoes?
Books are going to be gone. No, it's just going to be an electronic thing.
Zippers and buttons will be gone. There will be no...
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's going to be... Clothes are going to change. all this shit's going to... If you look at a hiking shoe,
mm-hmm.
they have a thing now where you just pull and it holds it. They're going to be shoes that the laces automatically tie, so you slip them in.
The Marty McFly shoes?
That's going to happen.
Yeah, but
why
wouldn't it? I don't know. 200 years ago, everything was fixed with buckles. You had to put your socks on with buckles. There was buckles on hats.
There's no buckles on socks.
There were buckles on socks, buckles on hats.
The pilgrims.
They
had sock garters.
They were covered in buckles.
They had a buckle on your sock?
Yeah.
Oh, to hold the sock
Nothing
up?
Nothing had elastic in it, so everything was...
Oh.
And I mean, that's obviously preferable.
Buckles?
Well, elastic. I mean, no. What we have now to all that shit.
To buckles, it's not that far, actually. It's elastic for the last, 100 years?
Yeah, I always imagine the person that invented, sweatsuits thought, this is it. This is going to be clothes. That we're all just going to wear sweatsuits.
But they do have, I'm telling you right now, they have the suitsy.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know what the suitsie
it's
is?
It's a suit that looks like a sweatsuit. No,
it's
sweat
a, it's yeah, a yeah. sweatpants.
It's a onesie, yeah, basically.
It's a onesie made out of sweatpant material.
Yeah.
So you can just climb in it, zip it up, and it looks like you're wearing a suit.
Yeah.
It's the best but thing ever.
Hats, buckles, everything buckles.
Yeah, but there was a buckle on a shoe, but I don't see a buckle on a sock.
Well, they were held up with some that wasn't elastic.
Ooh, maybe drawstrings.
No, it was a buckle on the sock that went up to your up over your calf, right?
Perhaps.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Either way, they look.
Either way,
stupid.
Here's the thing. I have been shot doing suitsy. I think that shit's gonna. YouTube is the new book.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Anything you need to learn, you go to YouTube. You do not have to fucking read anymore. Yeah. I don't have to get an encyclopedia to learn about moths or fucking crickets or seriously. Me and my kid will go on a hike.
Right. That shit
collect
for,
a bunch of bugs.
That shit for sure. Wikipedia is like obviously a much better choice than Encyclopedia Britannica at this point.
Yeah, but YouTube is even better because you can type in your question.
Yeah,
you can actually go to Google, type in purple bug. Northeast, so, and they will come up, and then you click on it and put it into YouTube.
I will disagree though. I have to do shit with a QuickBooks. I've been like trying to learn QuickBooks for just business stuff,
right?
And I did get the QuickBooks for Dummies book rather than go YouTube,
right?
Because with the book you can immediately go to exactly what you want.
Right.
Whereas with YouTube, you got to like fish through the fucking video, and it's some asshole. It's like, and you know, this actually took me a long time to figure out
because it's more annoying
at the time.
Yeah. No,
you know,
I actually I've just realized I have OCD in the last couple of years, and my OCD really gets off on hunting down that shit.
Mm.
So those videos. Like I love finding the video that I want and then watching it and then going down a spiral from there.
Are we talking about porn again?
No.
Going down a dark spiral.
Well, it's weird because when I did that pirate shit in my backyard, I saw a photo of it on the internet. And then I had to go onto YouTube and find how to put things together, like frame a floor.
Yeah.
And then I had to go find pirate ship. And then it was teaching, there was a bunch of videos how to make a real ship.
Yeah.
I was like, no, and I had to go, I had to keep finding. And then I found somebody who made like a pirate ship, but it was bigger. Then I had to scale. It was all this weird shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people were like, how'd you learn how to do that? It's like, I just watched on my phone.
Yeah.
I sat on my phone and fucking watched a bunch of assholes, literally just like me, just a bunch of shit dicks. And they suck at, they have no personality whatsoever.
Yeah.
A lot of this bushcraft stuff. Very weird because it's like
bushcraft.
A guy. Bushcraft is where you learn how to trim men's pubes. Anything from the waist down is
just
called
men.
Bushcraft. Yeah, just men.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like a lot of those guys are, you know, hey man, it's me again, and welcome back to my channel. I want to thank the man who sent me that grill. You know, and then they won't, you know, this knife right here. What you want to do? And they teach you how to do all this fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
They always leave out nuances, though. Like they, like they'll, like I bought this tent.
You ever watch Rough Cut?
What's that?
With Tommy McDonald.
No, what's that?
He's one of the guys from This Old House, but he's got his own show on Amazon Prime. He's like a carpenter.
Right.
But he's from Boston. And then every episode, they're like, okay, well, to get this piece of furniture, we had to go to, we took a little road trip. So we're all the way here in Quincy, Mass. And like, he never really leaves Boston.
Yeah.
So there's always these road trips that are just like, wow, we went all the way to the other side of the river. You know,
yeah. We took a 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
We took the T.
Yeah. His entire world is New England.
Yeah.
Just
well,
never.
So funny, though, that I got out of Boston, but when I was there, the world, I didn't know a world existed. I didn't understand that there was other states. I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
That's why we don't need reading anymore.
Yeah. Boston was the first place to outlaw reading.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just all fucking YouTube videos.
They reinvented cursive. We can destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you read all the time?
Not all the time, but yeah, I read a decent amount.
I hate a guy who comes in. I'm not going to name names. You come into the cellar and put, you know, Saturday night, put a book down on the table.
We know it's not Lewis. Yeah. It can be, yeah, we're certain it's not Lewis.
Well, it's a cellar.
Yeah.
He's like, Lewis is like, I just found this thing outside. Have you ever seen one of these? Wait, I mean, it looks like a DVD, but there's paper
in
it.
It's like a porno magazine, but no pictures.
What the fuck is this? It's like somebody tried to write down a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is this?
I just use it to beat a homeless guy.
Someone just printed out a bunch of YouTube comments.
Oh, shit. But like, it's like, dude, come on, with your book.
Yeah.
What would you just read on? Just read in the Uber on the, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Put your book away. Actually, keep your book at home.
The only place I actually do read is the train. Like, because if I take a fucking long ass train ride, I write a book. It's about sports. It's not like
you write
smart.
A book?
No, I read a book. I've written books as a child. I used to write my own. That was my scam I would pull.
When
my
it was dick like a, is this long today.
When it was a book report, I would just write a book and then do a report on my own book. It's a pretty good scam. So.
There's no way that worked.
It didn't work. I was immediately, they were like, who is the author? And I was like, Stavros Halkias. And they're like, you're 6 years old.
I remember this kid trying to like make up what he thought To Kill a Mockingbird was about. It was this like Hungarian kid, and he was like, you know, we go into the library, you have to pick a book to read, and then it goes, you do a book report on it. And he's like, man, look at all of these books. There's no way the teacher has read all these books. It's like his logic. He says, do the book report on To Kill a Mockingbird, and he's like,
I love that he picked that one. It's like the most famous book that
you read. Even like then, like your choices are either like that or fucking Super Fudge.
Right,
you're not
right,
reading
right,
something
right,
that the teacher isn't familiar with.
Right.
You know?
That's funny. That's kind of a good thing. It does make sense, though. There's no way you read all these.
Yeah, exactly. She would have no idea what this famous assigned piece of reading
It was crazy to me when my grandfather had just hundreds of books on bookshelves, and I so envied that.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
He read them. Like that's legitimate reading for 100 years type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck, I've always wanted to be that guy, but I think my learning disability won't. I mean, what am I going to do? Go take a course at a community college?
We're also oversaturated. I mean, if that's your only, either you would read or listen to the president's radio show once a week. I mean, there was nothing else to do.
But that's true. That's what I'm saying. Well, the evolution of that is going to be YouTube and your phone and you just getting the information exactly what you want fed to you instead of reading a whole book of shit that you really don't need. It's like, I need to know how to tie a fucking knot to do this.
Yeah.
What happened instead of reading a knot book.
In 50 years, it's going to be people like just covered in their own cum and gummy bears wallowing around on the floor, having like some like epileptic seizure from being oversaturated. And they're like, can you believe somebody used to watch an entire Netflix series instead of just having it scream to them while they're ejaculating?
Do you remember the movie WALL-E?
Yeah. It'll be that.
They nailed that.
Yeah. Because I
just
see that and I'm like,
fat people. Yeah. I mean, I'm halfway there. Just give me the chair.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I see that and I'm like, that seems kind of nice.
Dude, dude, when I saw that, I was just like, that looks great. Yeah. Floating around, just eating.
And what they didn't show is there's definitely a pocket pussy attachment to those chairs.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean? You definitely shit in those chairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. I bet they took out shitting.
Yeah.
Imagine that. If you didn't have to shit.
Oh, beautiful.
Your stomach was attached to something. Yeah. Just hook it in like a fucking one of those bladders in a backpack.
Right. Well, but the thing is we're already at the end of WALL-E. We've already been there, and we've been there since like the Industrial Revolution, basically. I mean, that might be a little bit more comfortable, but those are essentially the lives that we live.
Well, I mean, we don't have the technology yet, though. If we had that chair, if we had hovercrafts, if we could go, you know what I mean, and go to other places, that'd be...
Your day-to-day experience is closer to that than it is to, like, you know, working on a fucking farm. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, it is closer to that. I mean, I sit at home, and I go, Alexa, what's the weather? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Alexa, how long to traffic? Mm-hmm. Play Elvis.
Yeah.
Play it at 5. And it's like, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? That's the future. That's what they used to have in movies.
That's why you got to move to the woods and start mailing bombs to universities in Amherst.
That's right. That's gone too far.
Don't take that out. All right. Yeah.
Let's do the reads.
the laughable.
Oh my God. I forgot to do all the shit in the front because you cocksuckers are fucking so funny.
We still don't know anything about her husband.
Yeah.
Really, let me do these really quick. Laughable.com. I use the app all the time, especially because I want to hear people that want to be on this podcast, and I go and I check them out. And it's the best app out there if you love podcasting. You guys use Laughable?
I think we're on there, but I didn't. I think I ignored emails from them just because there's a lot of like those aggregate sites, and I'm not familiar with what they do exactly.
Right.
So.
Well, Laughable is if you love podcasting, you're going to need to use Laughable. Download it; it's free, and these guys put a lot of work into it. They do a lot of this stuff you get on there, where you go to my podcast and you'll see Starvey, and that will take you to Cumtown and every other podcast he did. They manually put that in there to make it easy for the user, and it's unbelievable the spiral you can go down with one comic into another podcast is unbelievable. You're gonna love it, so please go down, download laughable.com. Comedy Cellar Vegas is open right now. Are you guys gonna go there? You want to do a Cumtown out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Yeah, does the other guy do comedy too?
Sort of, but he is from Vegas.
Oh. No, he does comedy.
Yeah, but that doesn't. But he's from there.
He's from Las Vegas.
So he
is Jewish.
Yeah,
he's a Jewish.
Well, that,
man.
Right, that matters more than location.
Well, he's also a bug. So. Yeah.
He's a what?
He's a bug.
It's a very stupid inside joke from our podcast.
Oh, from the podcast.
We called him a bug for no reason.
Just one time.
Here's the thing. I just want to acknowledge what Mike just did. He wanted to let you guys know that he's fans of your podcast. And if you're hiring...
Me and Mike have been boys for a long time.
Oh, really?
I've known this guy probably 8 years.
I've known him for a long time, too. Really? I love Mushy Mike.
Yeah, he was the first person...
Tell him the story. Go ahead.
Don't talk on the podcast.
Joe, go ahead and tell him.
Don't you dare.
He's my intern now.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, permission revoked.
Becky, are you still here?
Permission revoked.
It was all a power struggle, Bobby.
We come out on top. Yeah.
This is like when a guy in jail gets passed back and forth for cigarettes.
I don't fuck with dead eyes. Comedy Cellar Vegas is, I'm telling you, Sean Donnelly was there last week. Ian Edwards, Chrissy D. There was the other guy there. I forget his name. This week, where is Comedy Cellar? Right there. It's Comedy Cellar Rio. We get Jared Freed, Kathleen Dunbar, Dan Natterman, and Des Bishop. The shows are directly from the Comedy Cellar. They're using LA comics, the best of the best. And it's exactly the same room here. They gutted it. They had a room there. They gutted it and recreated the Comedy Cellar. Low ceilings. And they took the showcases and put them out there. It's the best show in Vegas. Everybody who's been to that show has said the same thing. It's just like being in New York. It's just so. If you like coming to New York City and going to the Comedy Cellar and you're in Vegas, go. See Wayne Newton. Bang a hooker and go to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio right now. Go to thecomedycellar.com. I want to thank Amok. This fucking A-M-O-K hammocks. This guy from Norway sent me this unfucking believable hammock. It's a hammock you lie flat in. Ooh. It has an airbed in it.
Ooh.
I love technology. I love engineering. And I love when a company will like take something that has been the same thing for years and then re-engineer it to make it fucking incredible. And this thing is incredible. They sent me and the Bushcraft Party Boys one of these, and I tested it out last night. I came home last night after my show at around 12. I went in my backyard and I crawled into this thing. I could have slept outside all night. Are you looking at your biceps?
No.
Oh, doing this? I was like, I'm like, I get it, but fucking, you're on camera. I don't know if everybody else is going to get it. There's no emotion for human except his own arms. I mean, put the bomb
down. It's all
down.
About gains.
Because I found myself looking at it too. I'm like, trying to plug Amok in a
Bobby, why are you sweating?
why do you have a boner like your son? If you camp at all, this is the why. I have a tent. It's great. but you're on the ground. This thing brings you up off the ground, and you can lie flat, and it's good for me because I'm three bills, and I get to lie on my stomach in a hammock. You know, I can't be like this. Go to their website. I got the 3.0, the Dramar 3.0. It comes with a tarp if it rains. It has a bug net. It's unbelievable. Also, Dom Sausages. We're going to be... I'm working it out with Dom Sausages. You can go to their website, domsausages.com. These are the steak tips.
Hell yeah.
Get, right?
So fucking good.
Stavi, how fucking good?
They're unbelievable.
Is it one of the best things you've ever eaten?
It truly 100% is, dude.
It's unbelievable. People from Boston know. I'm trying to get these in New York City. It's my goal to get these all over the fucking...
Your legacy.
It really is. I don't give a fuck. I'll take all the fat jokes in the world.
You've been talking about steak tips literally since probably the day I met you. I think you brought it up at Magoobie's Joke House 4 years ago.
And you didn't even know about it.
No,
and you were probably this guy, this fucking chubby dude. He's crazy. And then you came to the birthday party.
Unbelievable.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I truly believe people come, comics, come to my barbecue every year for the tips. Not for me. Like when I ask them, hey, you want to, and they're like, nah, oh yeah, steak tips. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
What are they like, burn ends?
No. I know. People say that, but no. I get offended when people call them burn ends.
I don't call them.
It's a Cadillac. What is it, like a Buick? Yeah. No, it's a fucking Cadillac.
No, it's like a Buick. If you did, never heard of a Cadillac. If I had a Cadillac, some guy had literally never heard of a Cadillac, and he's like, what is that, like a Buick? I'm like, yes, it's similar to
absolutely
a Buick.
Absolutely not.
It's better.
If you got in a Buick and then got in a Cadillac, this is nothing like a Buick. This is way better than a fucking Buick.
You might
look at it visually and be like, yeah, but oh, there's power windows, power steering, the seats are real fucking Corinthian leather. Yeah.
Corinthian.
I just got that from Deadpool. Yeah, I'm a hack. I'm a fucking dirty hack. Fucking punch my tooth out. I'll be your dad. I'll go with you. I'll be right on
the
come
town. This is my fault.
So anyway,
because Nick asked what steak tips are like. He asked an innocent question.
I did lose it. That's what you do. You fucking abuse your family. I'm not gonna take it. I don't know him. He's got dead eyes. He already took my intern. So we're gonna be giving away 1 pound bag of steak tips. I'm working it out now. So fans of this show, we're gonna have a contest every week.
That rules.
And then you will get a 1 pound bag coupon shipped to you where you can get steak tips sent to your house for the summer. Dom steak tip. Go there right now. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go. I mean, Jesus Christ. Maybe you guys give me a go on your show once and maybe get a fucking plug. I'll take
your
boss
is coming on this week.
You're welcome. Everybody, anytime you want to come on. Yeah.
I've never been invited.
First of all, I asked you very early.
We don't really invite people.
What?
Yeah, people just come on the show. We let anybody come on the show. Right. Literally,
we've
anybody.
Had insane like fans.
There's some girl with autism that's flying to New York to be on the show. Her friends like reached out. They're like, "Could you please? You're like exploiting our friend." And I'm like, "She's doing what she wants." Yeah. So.
Really? Yeah. You didn't say
no. We just I let anybody who wants to come on the show.
Can you
on
not
the show.
Compare me to Rich Voss and autism?
Yeah,
I'd rather have it'd be an honor to have you on, Bob. Not hey, we let any fucking
any
fucking
asshole.
Jerk off come on.
Well, because of that, we just.
So
we don't ask people, you know.
Well, I
think I asked you though. By the way, very early on,
I don't
and you
remember.
Laughed at me.
I would fucking. I did not laugh.
Yes,
at you.
You did.
What
you said?
What
you said
I say?
Fucking good luck with your cum podcast. I remember I asked you to be on this network, and you're like, it's called Cum Town. Fuck off.
Yeah, we couldn't let you on this network. How are we going to get ads for you?
I mean, yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
thank you.
But Lewis said the same thing to me too when he was I remember Hammerfisting was on this network, and then we was trying to switch everything up, and he wanted to use all the video and stuff, and we didn't know how to really do it yet, and we were trying to get people in, and if he fucked it up, and he had a guy that would come in and just push buttons and shit, and I was like, I can't, and he's like, then we gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go, and I was like, okay, I understand. He was like, what? He was like, I wish you would fight for me more. I go, I can't. But it was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, go do your shit.
Yeah.
So me saying
thank you, Bob.
Fuck you is the, you would have never made $30,000.
No, you're actually right.
You would have been on here fucking doing an ad for Laughable and Amic.
Yeah, but we'd have the hammocks though. You know,
dude, it's true. You'd love this hammock. Absolutely. It's the fucking best thing. I went in it last night by myself. I was out there. I could have just slept out there all night.
This looks like more like an ad for Norway.
Yeah,
I want Norway. To go to fucking Norway.
Yeah,
so
I want to get my
dude.
Dick sucked by a huge, like a 6'3" blonde woman on that hammock.
If
yeah.
you said men, I would have respected you. I would have been with you. It's so funny. The three things I want to talk about today was suicide,
mm-hmm.
and your
son's penis. Mm-hmm.
No, that was just that came up.
Steak tip suicide. And
that's a great name for a podcast. Steak tip suicide and my son's
and
penis.
Child
Go ahead
penis.
And write that down. Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell him to write that down. Hey, don't write that down. Now write it down. We had Lisa Lampanelli. This is the one thing that sucks with cell phones. Uh-huh. I think being at shows.
Are you on her side? What happened?
I want to watch it again and make my decision after
yeah.
that. Because I've only watched it once, and I need to see. I can't make. Here's the thing with me, and I'll be honest. I don't have an opinion immediately. Mm-hmm. Certain guys do. Like, Patrice would immediately have an opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Burr immediately. Like, I need at least 3 days.
I'm the same way, though. I need three days. I know what you mean.
I'm all about snap judgments. Off with their heads.
Yeah. You know
all right, let's play it, and then we're going to go through and we'll see who's... Lisa Lampanelli was at a show, and you know, she goes out and attacks the crowd, but she does it like in a Don Rickles type of, Don Rickles type of way. Let's turn the volume down and get it ready to go. Is it ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Stop. Pause.
Jesus Christ.
All right, wait. What the? Was she yelling at a light guy?
She's yelling at everybody.
Yeah. Well, why,
and
well,
it also cuts, and you can see that the theater is mostly empty.
Yeah.
What? But hell,
and
okay.
she cares about.
So, don't go too far. Too okay. Slow down. You're taking the whole video. Let's unpackage this.
All right.
Now. I don't. Is she not on the stage?
She's not on the stage.
Okay, so she's just roaming the crowd.
She obviously doesn't give a shit enough about the show to not show up dressed like a fucking, like,
dude,
she looks
like
Milhouse.
You're commenting on someone's attire?
Yes. First of all, I'm not wearing a hoodie wrapped around my waist like it's 1993.
Well, you kind of, I mean, that's a little mean. I mean, why not? She's from 1993.
She's the queen of mean.
This looks, okay.
You never know. Maybe she had the hoodie on and then got hot through all this debacle and then tied it.
It looks like it's her first day in the homeless shelter.
All right. Right, well,
the hair is a problem for sure.
Well, okay, so all right, so this guy apparently said some shit to her, and she talks to the crowd and says shit to the crowd, and maybe he didn't like it. We have to assume all this.
Yeah,
and he's like, the funny part, I think, that was the guy went, "I'll give you $100 to shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
As a comic, mm-hmm. you have to go. That was pretty good.
Right.
Just for in that moment for a civilian to go, "I'll give you $100 to shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
Is pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem with
to also pull out the $100 bill
and give it to her. Yes. Yeah. Well, he gave it to her. She threw it back.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. I would have took it.
Yeah.
If a dude's going to give me $100 and he says something like that, yeah. I'm going to take it and put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz I need that.
Sure.
I don't have fucking cumtown money, as every comic says. You know everybody says that, right?
I do not know.
They're
that.
All jealous.
Well, that's
not me.
Not you.
No.
No.
A little bit. I just want to give Mike some.
I look at this too. Comedian Lisa Lampanelli has meltdown after a fan hands her $100.
Yeah.
Like, but then, like, a little bit of an assumption.
Yeah.
Well, it's like he had to be a fan.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Mm-hmm.
How many fucking people pay? And that's not like at an improv where you got,
I don't know,
20
guys with
$100 for
bills to threaten Lisa Lampanelli. I imagine that guy's pretty cool.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go see this bitch I hate and offer $100 to shut the fuck up.
That would be...
If that was his plan walking in...
He's a badass.
That guy rules.
He should be on a come down.
Yeah.
Oh, he would be a great come down.
Mike, go get that guy.
Mike, you get
it. Mike!
I hope
come down really gets hyped. It would hurt me. It would kill me. But I just to see that unfold, that soap opera, where I meet him in a hallway, we start crying. Yeah. I got the pussycat. Hey,
basically,
man.
I cuck people for their interns.
Yeah. That's the only sexual gratification Nick gets anymore.
Yeah, that's the only way he comes.
Yeah.
Then he fires Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. He just wants to know you're sad.
Just fucking jerks off into sawdust. And he smells it. All right, so go ahead. But she yells at the sound guy, which is the light guy.
Yeah, she's kind of lost.
All right, go ahead.
I said it, and I fucking mean it, you fucking moron. Anyone who thinks I need any fucking help needs to shut the fuck up. Every one of you, I am talking to this guy. I didn't need your help with any of my life. Jesus. I don't need it now. So shut the fuck up.
Stop. That was some personal shit.
Tough. That's
projection. That was some. That was deep. Yeah. That was not.
This is also like, a starve in 10 years.
10? Yeah. As soon as you fucking stop doing comedy, start making people cabinets, he's fucking going to flip out.
Oh, I can't wait
till he's at Magoobies going, I hated this place and the name stinks.
I didn't need any of you.
I was comic of the year.
2008, look it up, you motherfuckers.
I mean, she just revealed that this is not. This has nothing to do with this crowd.
There is not a single artist ever that's been able to survive resenting their audience, ever.
Yeah, but she will. I guarantee that.
Financially, but I mean, she's a fucking laughing stock. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for a comic. It's embarrassing for a regular person.
As a human being,
having this kind of meltdown, it's like piggish, obnoxious fucking behavior.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how much of a fucking narcissist do you have to be? I don't care what's happening at the show. Maybe just leave, walk away, don't finish the rest of the set. Mm. But to scream at people and say, I don't owe you anything, or I don't need any of you. Yes, you do. They came out there to see you.
But
you
this, is the, lose, this is the worst part about the video, though, for her, is that fucking empty mezzanine.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a solid.
It looks like a high school gymnasium.
No, but there's two people up there.
Yeah.
It'd be better. There's one dude with his legs open and shorts. And then there's like two lesbians just hanging out in the front.
Where is that even?
I don't know, but that's like a fucking that's like
it
shit.
It looks like a high school.
It really does.
San Jose.
Yeah. Is it San Jose? All right, go ahead, play the rest.
Conversation. Shut your fucking mouths. Oh. I'm just saying to be quiet, Stevie Nicks' retarded fucking cousin.
Stop. See, here's the thing, too. I think there's a little...
Why would you say that to Stevie Nicks' retarded cousin?
Yeah.
I mean, she came all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's and coming to do Comptown.
Point out her mental disability.
I mean, but if I said that,
it's actually
it's really
Stevie
Nicks'
retarded cousin.
Yeah, she's got like, a lot of scars.
Hey.
Yeah.
Her name is Fleetwood Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah.
It's Easy Mac.
Yeah.
I keep hitting fucking Becky's camera. Are you happily married? Anyways, she's really losing her fucking mind. But think about this: the hypocrisy of this is that if I said this,
hey, by the way, Bob,
yeah,
nice hypocrisy.
I stuttered a little bit. His shock eyes got to me. He looks at
the
you like,
glint.
What did you say? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong word. I did not compute that.
I don't like that I'm sitting next to a morbidly obese, toothless man, and my appearance has been gone for whatever reason.
That's how horrible your eyes are.
Yeah,
you know the reason.
Yeah.
I'm not relating to you at all.
No. I'll just arrange everything here. Put things in order.
That's right, Nick.
There we go.
Go to your happy place, Nick.
Everything by size.
You guys
color.
Have any cords? need to be
sure.
Fucking put away.
Twist this back on that. Feel okay now.
Any DVDs you need alphabetized?
Yeah. I actually did that to somebody once. I was on
carpet samples. Thumb through and
by
touch.
Texture. Yeah.
I was on a tour in Canada, and my phone, my whole phone, I had like a million apps, and they were all fucked up. And this person had OCD, and they looked at my phone. They're like, "Why don't you clean that?" And I was like, "Hey," I go, "You should clean it." And they were 2.5 hours.
Are you kidding?
But they put them in all little boxes, and like inside the box, and put the name of these, all these, my whole phone, over 1,000 apps. And they organized the whole thing. Then I got a. Then I undid it all. Because I got a new phone and I had to buy all
you
the
apps. You have 1,000 apps on your phone?
Yeah, I'm bad.
I have one. I got like the Bare Color Match app on my phone, and I left it on there too long. It was driving me insane. I can't deal with like just an app
clutter.
I'm not using.
Yeah. I have. Yeah, look at this, dude. Look.
Jesus fucking
That's
Christ,
insane
dude.
To me. The ideal situation would be to only have the Apple apps on my phone.
Yeah, I have,
that would please me.
Because all these apps at one point I've done something with. Mm-hmm. And I love apps. I love the technology of it. I love getting an app and fucking with it and seeing what it does. But anyways, yeah, this is pretty crazy. I've been here because look, when you're on the road, when you're young and you're, hotels are great, traveling's good, you're with your friend, this is so much fun. There gets a point where you're like, oh, this is a job. And thank you so much for all this. This is great, awesome. And then you get to the point where you're like, this is fucking killing me. And you're insecure and you're fucking tired and you feel like you're old and you're fucked up and you do this shit. You don't think that she walks out there and sees that fucking mezzanine a little empty
when it
was full a few years ago, maybe. Or, you know, and she's going out there and she's a different person now.
Yeah.
She's lost a lot of weight. She's done a lot of therapy. Her show probably isn't what it was when she could just go, look at your face, you spick, hey, you fucking, fag and all that.
Yeah.
She's probably doing a little different shit now. And she goes out there and somebody says something to her and you don't know how to handle it. I mean, I've never done this.
Yeah.
There's the difference.
I've had people talk at my show and I'm like, I fucking lost it.
But you said you've never done this, which is like the only thing that matters, is because to have that impulse where I mean, to want to do this is like fine, maybe.
To
actually go out in the audience and yell at the light guy and blame all these fucking people for a situation you should be grateful for.
She's also yelling
at
the people.
Sure, it's waning, but I mean,
but
who gives a
shit? She's yelling at the people that are trying to support, trying to be like, it's all right, we love you. That's who she's yelling at.
Yeah.
The people that, just like, kick the guy out and keep the fucking show going. That's all you need to do. But then she turns on the people that are trying to help her.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird amount of projection.
Let's keep going.
One more fucking sentiment from anyone who isn't me and the person I'm talking to, and you can get the fuck out.
Stop.
Brutal.
I think the TMZ logo has never been better used than to go get the fuck out. It's like, I mean, it was made for that video. But she had a rebuttal. She actually said what happened, if you can find that on TMZ. And we'll give you a minute.
I don't think she deserves to justify her behavior.
Really? Why?
I think we should just go
just
with
out of context. Yep.
There's no, we don't need to hear her side of the story.
Why?
It was probably cut very fairly to her, the way they put it together.
Mike right now is losing his mind with Becky. Because he's looking, he's like, just go to TMZ. Just go to TMZ.com and it'll be out there. Lisa Lampanelli's apology. It'll be under videos. Just go to videos. Go to videos and then scroll down. You'll see. Just scroll down. Just keep going. Scroll. Just keep going. Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see Lisa Lampanelli.
I don't know.
No, it does. Just keep going down. Just keep going. Right there. Yeah, see where it says the videos. See where it says Lisa Lampanelli, Epic Mouth. And then scroll down again. Scroll. Right there, you see it. There you go.
This has become an ASMR channel.
Mm.
Oh my.
Let's eat it.
All right, now don't put that up. We don't want to hear that. Yeah, mute.
Oh,
it.
This is the guy Subway got to replace Jared.
That's
holy
the man
fuck!
They chose.
Are you kidding?
No way.
I thought you were doing a joke.
No.
That's incredible.
They're like, what if we go even more pedophile? Yeah. No one's expecting that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Lean into it.
How about, yeah, it opens up. Yeah. A man raping a six-year-old. Yeah. Boom. The chicken selects. Now on Subway.
Now, on the chicken selects, we're using ranch dressing, but the guy gets a little on his mouth.
Yeah. So he has a third grader come and lick it off of his
mouth. And he teaches him how to pee.
And then he gets arrested right at the end of the commercial. Yeah.
Oh, all that's right, good.
Here we go. Ready?
Here's what was going on, is because I have a real hot button against people who say, I'm having a conversation with, say, a guy on the, or a woman on the other end of the crowd. So basically, this guy was totally on the left, and I was conversing with somebody on the right. And this guy yelled something to get my attention and totally interrupted the flow with the person I was talking to, which I hate because that person paid too. So I said, wait, let me get back to this guy. And so I ran over there because it really annoys me when people cut me off when I'm trying to have a totally civil conversation. I hit menopause and also I hit 56 years old. And I said, really? I got to put up with some guy yelling at me? And honestly, I noticed too, and this is, I never went with the sexist thing, but I got to tell you, nowadays, more and more people are telling women to shut.
Pause it. No, now she's making it about, now she's grabbing onto the fucking, it's a woman bashing.
Yeah. It's just an asshole who wants fucking attention at a heckling comedy.
People don't understand first of all, etiquette. Yeah. I mean, you opened it up to the fucking audience. You start talking to people, you're surprised that some guy is also talking to you.
That's fucking, I really aggravates me. It's like, you know, how the fuck did, you're the most alpha person in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of men and women. Fucking, where's Lizzie? Come on in, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
You know, you got a bunch of men and women in there. Nobody, what the fuck are you, you're screaming at people. I mean, your act is fuck you and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, I know, it's weird.
I love you.
It's bizarre.
I hate that. Yeah. That's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, still, going off on all the people that were supporting her was fucking weird.
Yeah, but going off on all the people that are supporting is terrible, but blaming it on menopause and then 56, there's a bunch of 56-year-old comics that are, you know, people in their 50s, late 50s and 60s that are doing fine. But then to say men telling women to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's like, you told a whole group of people to shut the fuck up.
Yesterday, it is like, it's so weird what people think is acceptable at comedy shows. Yesterday at the Stand, it was a great fucking, you know, the last show or whatever. Some guy is like, I'm trying to be a comedian too. He was heckling me. And I was like,
are you talking about that trans man that got kicked out?
Yeah.
That's
what?
So funny.
He had like this weird fucking there was a
trans
curly hair.
I'm pretty sure it was a trans man.
I don't think he was.
Oh, no. There was a trans man that got kicked out. They threw up and they got kicked out. But this is clearly like week one on testosterone.
Yeah.
Right. So they just can't handle it. So just like, they're just, it's their first time. Like I'm ready to fight people. It's like, you're 5'3 and you still have breasts.
Oh,
but,
it was the girl going to the guy?
Yes.
F to M.
Yeah.
F to M. Mm-hmm. That's a great podcast name.
Yeah.
That's our spinoff.
F to M Radio.
There was an F to M at the comedy club.
Mm-hmm. Usually they're pretty chill.
Yeah, yeah, no, she was
there's
great.
There's a calming effect to testosterone that I think levels people.
He,
out.
Sorry,
come on,
yeah. It's the other way. It's the other way. It's a problem.
Baseball hats always help them out.
Yeah,
true. You know what I mean? They always help the transition. Yeah. A nice Indians hat helps a nice transition.
Yeah, you're looking at the racist logo. Yeah. You don't even look. You know, you
MTF is the one where it's like, because you can't have like a 6'4" grown man go through a girl's puberty, right, essentially, yes, and think that that's just going to go swimming.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody that's been able to be a giant man their entire life. And they're like, no, I have periods. And that's not expect them to lose it.
Something weird's going to happen. Right. Sure.
Which is fine. And that's like normal. But like, just maybe expect that.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to me that this seems to be everybody's, like you can just grab onto this hashtag me too or women. Or it's like, don't fucking make it about that. It's about you lost your shit.
Yeah.
You lost your shit at a show. Just own it. I mean, that's what we do. If that's anything that comics do, we own our shit.
Right, right, right.
I mean, how do you not...
She just went two buck wild.
How funny
would
it be if Michael Richards was like, they were yelling out and it's just...
I felt sexually assaulted in a way, you know? I mean, if you think about it,
yeah.
Kind of what I did was just say, stop raping me.
That's what I meant. God, yeah, I wish the Kramer thing happened now. He would have had a shot at it. You know?
Yeah. That would have been the most alpha move possible, is to get caught yelling the N-word at audience members and be like, I'm just standing with those women. I was just thinking about Rose McGowan the whole time. What would she say in this moment? I tried to channel her bravery.
Even Kathy Griffin's fucking losing her mind.
Yeah.
It's like she went from one of the most, I think, honest comics, funny, just telling us her life shit and life on the D-list, you know, just being not famous, and which was kind of cool, to being some fucking professional victim now. Like, where it's like, you know, this is happening because of this and that. No, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And you didn't take it well.
Yeah, yeah.
If I held up Obama's head as a joke, I would have been out of the business.
Do you think she got more shit because she apologized and didn't own it?
No, she got more shit because she apologized and then she unapologized.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, just stick with it. Stick with it. It's fine.
Like, you think
just
if
say
she,
sorry.
Do you think if she owned it and she was like, "Yeah, I did it. Thought it was funny." I guess not. I'm sorry you're upset by it, but this is what I do.
Liz, by the way. Welcome, Liz.
Hi. I'm late.
Hey,
sorry.
It's all right. I love you. Just drop by. Liz is a drop by.
I'm a drop by.
I got this for you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa, what's that?
That goes on the back of her phone.
Oh,
she likes
I love you. Thank you.
It's a wallet that goes in the back. But that one snaps open and it can stand your phone up.
Oh, ooh. Awesome.
Oh, it's a little tricky.
There's directions. I'll read them. Thank you.
You should never apologize for any sort of like communal transgression, you know, anything that's like, unless you hurt somebody specifically and they're seeking an apology from you for a specific thing that you did to them, you shouldn't apologize for it, because it's not like a group of people can be offended in the same
way. So she shouldn't be apologized for what she did?
No, well, I mean, it doesn't matter what the fuck she did.
If she walked out right now, if she did this interview and go, look, I fucked up, I'm on menopause, I'm 56, I made a mistake, this guy really fucking pissed me off, and I lost it. And now I shouldn't have. And
sure, that's different because this is a specific thing. I'm talking about, like, in the grand scheme of, like, social issues or whatever, like the tit-for-tat bullshit where Kathy Griffin did the Obama thing. Because if you're being met with people say, well, if the reverse happened, you know, or they're using it to make some sort of like rhetorical point about who's right and who's wrong, you know, then you shouldn't apologize for those sorts of things.
She should have just said, she should have said, look, it was a joke.
She shouldn't have said that.
But she has to say, what should she say, though? She has to say something.
Well, people get mad.
You can't just hold up
you
the
say,
president's
here's what,
head.
Here's what you say. You either say nothing, you say, that shit doesn't work on me. I stand by what I did.
Yeah, what Ari does. He doesn't fucking apologize for anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So Ari, in our lifetime...
Oh my God.
Is the guy we should look up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, in literally one thing.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
Take that back.
But not in one thing. In a lot of things.
Ari handles that shit pretty
well. I do actually
well.
Like what Ari does. How he lives his life.
Jay did the same thing because Jay made fun of catcalling, and then people were like, how could you say that? He's like, oh yeah, this thing you take seriously, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
And then once you say that, it's like, well, they really don't have anything else left.
Yeah.
If you can't make somebody cower and apologize for this, like, you know, group bloodlust that they have for extracting apologies out of celebrities, then they have nothing else.
Yeah.
Because they really can't do anything.
I think you're right. I think that this situation right here, as a comic, her snapping like that, like you said, we've all kind of been there. But doing it is another thing. But if you do... I've snapped on audience members and I regretted it. I fucked up. I have
audience members, your openers, you know, people.
Oh,
you know,
relax. Yeah.
Get over it, fag.
Oh my God.
Whoa. I wasn't talking about me. Brendan Segler called me crying the other day. You know, I was looking out for him.
Did we snap on him?
No, I'm kidding. I was just trying to deflect.
I tried to learn from you.
Yeah. Ian Finance was in tears.
Yeah. Wow. I was fucking him.
Yeah.
He was
feels so good
he
to
was
be able to cry
stopped.
Again.
Yeah.
This is what a piece of shit Stavi is. I have to say this. On the road, I'll never forget this nightmare. On the fucking road, right? I take him on the road with me. Now, I'm doing a tour. It is not a two-person tour. It is me going on tour. And Stavi baby goes, dude, I want to go with you. I'm like, I can try to get you. He goes, I don't give a fuck. I just want to do dates.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I'll work it out. I'll work it out that it's me and you on tour. But we go on tour, and I think we're going to be hanging and doing all this shit. And we do a little
we
bit.
We hang a lot, you know, don't.
Your main objective, and I don't, I'm mm-hmm. fine with it.
Yes.
But it did kind of, your main objective was get puss.
Sure,
at
yeah. Seriously?
What's wrong with that? I'm a young, I was a young buck in the prime of my life.
It was a year ago. Yeah, yeah. But here's the problem.
So you, there has never been a prime of your life. There has not been a period nah, dude, for you that honestly, could be referred to as a prime.
4 years old, I was cute as shit.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, you're talking, meats. He's been a prime since he was a baby. He's yeah. a prime cut of
prime. Prime in the sense that you're preemptively filled with gas. That kind of prime, maybe.
Well, you just really made a smart joke.
I did. I mean, it's about engines. It's not that smart.
I don't even know what that is. What's prime?
Prime and engine.
The redhead from Mythbusters would suck your cock right now. He just made a prime joke.
Yeah.
All right, listen. But this is what happened. We did a bunch of shows together, and he tried to get puss a lot, and it was fine. I don't know. All right, I'm alone a lot.
I don't like
it. Well, Nick just doesn't like it when I'm happy. No, no, yeah. I don't care. You're happy,
I find it to be lecherous. It's distasteful to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, it does. It bothers me a little bit.
Now, I fucking
what
love...
bothers you? What
Dude,
bothers you?
I wish
me specifically like, getting.
Yeah, I should have took you with me.
Why?
Oh,
I don't
no.
know.
Okay.
I would have learned a lot.
Zero. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Take a moment with you. Try and spend. Yeah, I would love to see that. You two assholes together in a fucking room for an hour straight.
You forget how much he's going to laugh at your jokes and have dinner with you.
Someone's been abused.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I have been.
Yeah. Well, you and Mike
I'm confronting my abuser, Robert. Okay? It's happening right now. The people here, this is actually a reverse intervention. Liz has been meaning to talk to you about your behavior at the cellar.
Oh, God.
Mike has a whole letter out.
Listen,
Scopo
in here, Scopo.
Kelly,
yeah.
Dan, Joe, Lewis. Lewis comes in crying. Yeah. The skateboard.
Penny boards in. Yeah.
Listen, but it's my birthday.
Mm. Okay, I fucked up. You've told the story so much.
I'm gonna
relax. I haven't heard it.
Oh, fuck.
See, there you go.
You bring this up all the time, and I apologize, but it's okay. I guess apologies don't mean anything.
Nick,
I guess.
My birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We do a show in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
After the thing, of course, he hooks up with some chick in the meet and greet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Right? I was going to go to steakhouse.
Man, I fucked up. On my birthday. Said I'm sorry.
It was
I'm
your
buying.
Meet and greet.
I'm buying. It's not like he said, hey, man, let me take you out for dinner tonight. I'm going. I'm going to go. And he fucking leaves.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm at a steak restaurant with a guy I don't even know.
Yeah.
Sitting across from this guy. He didn't even order a steak. He orders like a salad. So I'm sitting there watching this guy eat a salad on my birthday. I thought it was going to be two chubbies eating fucking prime rib.
And hanging out. Your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I go back
I know.
To
I'm sorry.
I go
I
back to the
up.
Hotel room. I'm fucking sad and fucking lonely, you know?
Yeah.
By myself on the road for days. My kid, my wife, nobody. He's out trying to get fucking mediocre pussy.
Yeah.
Not even like an 11. It was like a 4.5.
See, she was a 7.
Yeah, yeah. She was a fucking
a Chicago
7.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's about your environment, Bob. Yeah. So I'm going to get you through those Midwestern winters. You know what I mean?
We're all outside this standing room the other night, and I guess some girl listening to the show came.
Yeah.
And there's like 7 people talking. Yeah. We're going to go leave. And Stav, in front of everybody, I'm standing there, Lewis
I didn't
is there.
Do anything fucking ridiculous.
He leans over to the girl and he goes, it was really nice to meet you.
I didn't say it like that.
And yes, he did. And he keeps her hand on his shoulder. Everyone
no,
saw
I didn't.
It. Lewis then turns to me and goes, it was really nice to meet you. And everyone bursts out laughing in his face.
Yeah, right. It was very rude of my friends to
yeah.
do that. 100%.
I do enjoy watching him strike out.
It was rude of you
it feels good.
To pick up a chick at Bobby's meet and greet. I doubt it was your meet and greet.
It was not my meet and greet. I was
okay,
opening.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. I'm saying. And then you
I'm a
ditch
human
him at dinner? His birthday dinner?
I fucked up. I completely 100%.
Wait, it gets worse. It gets worse.
It does get much worse.
It gets so much worse.
There's
so
more?
We're out the
oh,
next
yeah, yeah.
day.
It's brutal.
I'm packed, ready to go.
I used to like you.
I'm fucking sad, miserable. We go to get in the car, yeah. right? This fucking knucklehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
This knucklehead left the keys to the rent a car in the other
in
guy's
that woman?
Yeah, in her pussy. Yeah.
What?
We had to call a gynecologist.
Just scotch tape adding keys to his tiny dick. This'll trick her.
Yeah.
You're like, where's my nail file and my little toothbrush? God. My entire toiletry kit is missing.
Where are my hoodies?
Put all the merch shirts in a condom. Just stuff on.
So we're in the fucking parking lot. The keys are nowhere. He's literally going through everything twice, but fake looking because he knows.
No, I thought I was real looking. I had no idea what was
like
going
this.
On.
He goes, man.
Thank you. Yep. One of the worst moments of my life. Thank you. Thank you,
I had to scream. Nick, I had to go, Stavros, snap out of it. Mm-hmm. I go, it's not about you right now. It's about getting these fucking keys. The guy had to drive back an hour.
He was in his car, yeah.
Yeah. Chicago Aaron. Had to drive back an hour. I had to give him a C note. And then we got the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where were the keys?
He left them in the guy who drove us to the gig that night. He left them in the car.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get puss.
Well, that was just a completely unrelated fuck up. It was just a double fuck up.
Well,
it was not a great night for me.
Well, if you had been focusing.
Did you even
if you
hook
your
up
mind
with her?
Wasn't elsewhere.
Yeah, we made out, but I didn't.
Seriously?
No,
that's pushes. It?
Oh, what do you want from me? You know, I gave it a shot.
No,
this is when did this happen? This is a fun time. I don't know what triggered you, Bobby, to
I don't
make
know,
it you fucking.
No, because you said that I'm abusing you.
Well, you just did. And you proved it by embarrassing me in front
See,
of everyone that
was
listening to
this.
Podcast.
He was telling
I'm the abuser. I'm the victim. Somehow he's the victim.
Yeah.
How's that turn out?
You should have been more considerate of Robert during
apologized.
The entire tour.
I don't know about the entire tour. I was pretty considerate most of it, wasn't I, Bob?
Nah, he's a sweetie.
I had one banner fuck up on your birthday.
Two.
It was horrible timing, and I feel very bad about it. And I've apologized a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to keep coming up, 2 years afterwards.
Well,
but
maybe
probably the rest of my life. I am realizing I'll never live this down. And
well, when you call me an abuser, then that's what you're going to go, why you were abused.
Yeah.
How's that? Even the girl that gets hit probably said something.
All right, there we go. Great point, Bob. Yeah.
Now back to Lampinelli.
Yeah. Now let's talk about how, feminism is bullshit some more, Bob.
I don't think feminism is bullshit. I just think you fucking lost your mind.
No, for sure, yeah.
Feminism is fucking real, and you're using it as an excuse, which bugs me.
Yeah,
that's like
case,
using the hashtag MeToo thing as an excuse for something else. That bugs me, because there are people who need that hashtag or you need to have that behind that full weight of that behind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is not one of those.
Like if you're trying to cut the line at Chipotle.
Yeah, you go, hey,
I was raped.
Did you just touch
me? Excuse me, I was raped.
Oh, sorry.
What do you mean you're out of barbacoa?
Barbacoa is fucking great.
It's the best one thing on the menu.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah. Barbacoa, great name, too. Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that makes me forget. I've been saying that name.
Dude, I literally got through nothing I wanted to talk about today. You two are fucking great. You're everything I expected. Everything I expected. Are we friends now, Nick?
Yeah, I thought we were friends. I don't know.
But
I was trying to just glean what you meant out of those statements earlier, but I guess
glean. Would you get a rat? Another
just
big word.
Hated me
thank you.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It's like I would go around telling people, and I do like you. You know, I do like you having to say that. It makes. I know that the conversation was like, "What the fuck is wrong with that autistic guy?" Yeah, we're like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Are you on the spectrum a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, everybody is now. It's it's like a convenient excuse to just not really put the effort in terms of meeting people emotionally. When it's like,
yeah,
you're probably just an asshole,
just an inconsiderate person.
You know, it's true because me and Liz know people on the spectrum.
Yeah,
and they just it's like I don't change. This is just the way I am.
Yeah,
and it is an excuse.
Yeah.
I'm in therapy every fucking Tuesday talking about the same shit.
Yep. Yeah.
My fucking anger. And it's like, that wasn't, I didn't have that. That was given to me.
Yeah.
That was taught.
Uh-huh.
When I should have cried and expressed my emotions and been held, and I was taught to keep them in, and I was hit. So what pushes out the other end is rage and fucking hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, I spent the last 30 years trying to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And it's still up, because I can't pass it on to little Maxie.
No.
Even
it's
every
too beautiful.
Nah. Yeah, well,
yeah.
He actually got in trouble this week.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
Oh, he's playing and he hit a girl in the nose with a pipe. I'm kidding.
Yeah, he asked more pipes. Yeah. 2 week pipe privilege.
Pipe, I mean, his cock.
Yeah, he asked for a kiss. She said no. And I was like,
we'll see about that.
He put his hand on her shoulder and went, thank you. And then she didn't buy that, so he fucking whacked her in the face with it.
Come on, son. Let's watch more Lisa Lampanelli video. Well, daddy yells at the TV.
It's so funny, too, because you have these opinions about people, and you can say, none of it matters. Mm. The only thing that matters is what you really believe, because it doesn't affect your career anymore. You know, back in the day, around, you know, 30 years ago, you would have to conform or be what you are and say this and say that. You can do whatever the fuck you want now and just live with the consequences.
Yes and no.
What? What? But what changes? Look at Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ari already Ari's done a lot of shit independent from, I mean, Ari kind of, you know, Ari and Lewis are guys that I looked at like 2-3 years ago. They're like, okay, they do their own thing.
Yeah, they do their Lewis, Skanks, Jay.
But you can't.
There's more than just mainstream. There's so many audiences.
If you're a young comic, now trying to take the usual like Conan fucking half hour that route, maybe get like a development deal or whatever. Yeah. You can't be going around saying fuck this person and fuck that person or I don't, you know, like their comedy. It just won't happen. But for you still got
to
play the game.
Yeah, you got to play the game. Palatable. Probably more so than ever if you're trying to go that direct route.
Right, if you want to do that, but if you just want to do your thing, you can.
You can, but I mean, there's a lot of comics that try to like emulate what we've done and they can't do it. And it's like, that's not a dig on their talent. It's just, you know, right place, right time for us.
I think you have some of that is luck.
Yeah.
For sure.
99% of it is luck.
100%. It was point nine.
Timed perfectly. Yeah.
I think I had the point nine. I was about to get that other nine.
Yeah. That's fine.
Mike, you know what? Don't put Bobby. Forget it. He's not on Cumtown anymore.
First of all, not your intern.
Second of all, he has to say too.
Yeah.
No, I think it is luck, but it also.
Are you writing in cursive too?
Are you going to change that?
Nobody works for me is writing in cursive. Yeah.
I think that you guys at the right time, like people always, well, they do it. They're making they do get mad at you guys. Not mad, but I would think a small form of jealousy.
Yeah, there's a
or like how
envy.
Do you do it? Yeah. And it's like
if they could do it, why can't I do it?
I say you can't. I say you can't. It's what they did at that time with those guys and how they do it.
It came up
with
audience. With Chapo at the same time. We 100%. Both started our Patreons around the same time. Yeah. I had had I had a pretty significant Twitter following prior.
And
it's easier to convert those guys to a podcast audience than it is being like a stand-up comic with some sort of mainstream success.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I had like a demonstrable, these are people that listen to the things I say and consume the things that I do.
Yeah.
You know, I may not have a TV credit.
You were writing, though, too. You had a big following on Thought Catalog.
Plus, you guys, I mean, look, I think you guys are, I don't know the third guy, but I know you two are fucking hilarious.
Thanks.
I mean,
the other guy's not funny.
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, Stavi Baby is one of the most likable human beings and hilarious human beings I've fucking met. Mm-hmm. As far as I feel like I have the ability to pick young talent. Mm-hmm. Like, the guys I like usually wind up being the next motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But you when I worked with you on the show, I was like, this guy's funny.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's funny, a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I knew you were funny. And it's like, beyond the timing of all that, you guys are hilarious. And you don't give an inch, and you just say what the fuck you want to say, and you do your thing, and that paid off, which I love. I think that's great.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, yeah, we got lucky. But
so can I get back on?
Yeah, get back on. Mike, put him back on.
Am I back on? Yeah. No, you can't talk to Mike. I love that Mike just pointed at you, too. Yeah. I only listen to Nick or Bob.
I already forgot that I had revoked the invitation. Yeah.
Right, listen, man, you guys are fucking great. Come town. Like, you need any help. My fans probably already are fucking fans of yours. If you're not, you got to go sign up right now. Come town. It's at patreon.com,
just
right?
Find us,
patreon.com/cometown.
Patreon.com/cometown. iTunes. Listen to their podcast. Hilarious guys. I mean, I love Stavros Halkias. I think me and Nick are fucking We're pretty good friends now.
We're best friends, dude. Yeah.
Oh, what? That's
it's the worst.
Yeah.
He goes,
Nazi pricing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
If, yeah, if you're a racist, we feel bad, so please pay more. That's what the Nazi pricing
is.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, you get the same stuff, but
yeah, but we just feel better
and
about it.
I guarantee you have way more of those people than you expected.
There's a lot decent of amount. Yeah, it's a couple hundred people pay that.
Pay
yeah.
Nazi pricing.
Because really, there's only like about 7,500 subscribers to the premium stuff. It's not a lot of people. But that shit adds up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And if you know you want a show that you can have on at work, go to my.
This is not
no. The fact that Cumtown though is it is really. I remember our first name for Riotcast was Glory Hole Network, and I remember being on Fox News and they were like, "You can catch him on the." We can't say that.
Yeah, they wouldn't say the name of my show at any part of it when I would do Red Eye.
You can't.
They would say you just can't say any of that. No.
Yeah, you can't use it.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to you when you
like this show has Cumtown. War criminals on every night, and I can't say Cumtown. Yeah. I'm sitting here with. The guy who's responsible for the deaths of 600,000 Iraqis. And I can't say Cumtown.
Yeah, but he's got a great mustache.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You do too, though.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You do too.
Thank you.
I trim it a little bit. Yeah, I don't like that it's
I need a little trim.
It's starting to look Mexican. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. As long as you're legal.
Yeah.
Go to Cumtown. Sorry, Mike. It's about your relatives. Go to patreon.com/Cumtown and go see these guys. Number one, go see them live. Go see them do stand-up. Because if you think their podcast is funny, their stand-up is fucking great.
Is it time to plug dates? Should I plug
we're going
to
plug dates. Okay. We're going to plug... Nick, what do you got first?
August 12th, we're at Auto Bar. That's probably the most important.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I might be at Caroline's next month, but I don't know if that's locked in.
Do you guys want to come down Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday night. You want to come down next Wednesday and do spots?
Next week.
Next Wednesday at the Pussycat on my show?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
of course.
Next Wednesday, we're going to do Nick and Stavi next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
The 20th,
and
yeah.
Mike, you can come down, too. I'm still not looking at you. I look at Becky when I talk to you because he fucking threw me down the river for Nick. So next week, Wednesday, you guys will be at the Pussycat with me.
Yes.
8:30, right?
Yeah, 8:30.
8:30. Great. That'll be a great night.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Stavi? No, this is all you right here. Are you at...
I am at I'm in Rhode Island, Diego's Canteen, I think, at Middletown, Rhode Island, on the 22nd.
You got to stop by the pizza place.
Maybe I will.
It sounds like there's good Mexican food at the cantina, though.
Yeah, Diego's. Yeah. And then if you're in Seattle and Portland on Thursday, the 26th, I'm at Laughs Comedy Club.
I was laughing at the clubs you played. The Fun House.
Yeah, Fun House
Diego's
Lounge.
Cantina.
I'm going to be at Chuck E. Cheese in the blow-up in the back.
Yeah, I'm part of the animatronic band. I'm playing drums for the band. Chuck E. Cheese. In between, I'll be doing jokes.
Somebody got honey mustard and a mechanical drum set. Yeah. The fuck happened?
So yeah, please come
the
out.
The fat
to
animatronics won't stop eating.
Yeah, some fat guy snuck his way into the Chuck E. Cheese. He's been eating all the mozzarella sticks at night after we closed.
But yeah, that's it. Those three dates. Please come out to see me: Rhode Island, Seattle, and Portland, guys.
That photo is funny.
It's the funniest thing I've ever
seen. You look like a lesbian comic that does stand up with Greg Whitmer.
I know. I'm getting you. I'm getting
you. There's no way you're not saying
photos. Like pick something else.
That you're saying, but the breakfast there. There's no way that's not your.
Which is a great
joke.
Thank you.
And please, everyone has to follow Stavi on Instagram because it's
so
my
much,
favorite
Liz.
Instagram.
Yeah. Stavi
Baby 2.
Oh, we didn't even talk about
that.
You got bumped. The first one got bumped.
Yeah, but
you
we're
know
back.
How many people I've turned on to that account? It's not
thank
even
you so
funny.
Much.
Go to
I love
what
it.
Is that?
Stavi Baby 2.
No, what is that Instagram?
That looks like the old studio.
My God. Stavi Baby 2.
Yes.
It's
the best thing on
Instagram.
Thank you so much.
It's the best thing on Instagram.
It gives me life.
Thank
it
you,
really
thank
does.
You.
Oh, go back. Is that you, Bubala?
Yeah, that's me as a little kid.
Look at him. He looks... No one knew. Looking at that kid,
that's
like,
my peak.
Never.
First remember,
all,
that's the pride of my life.
First of all, everybody knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knew.
His doctor was like, you got to stop feeding your son butter. He's eating sticks of butter as a snack.
Yeah, he's wearing a man's tie.
Yeah. That's not Go-Gurt, it's butter.
Just heavy cream.
There's going to be consequences for this.
Yeah.
You keep feeding this boy like a slaughter pig.
Have you noticed how thick his pee is? And it smells like
it hits
syrup.
The bowl like custard. Coming out his dick like soft serve.
Just twirling it into a cone.
Oh, God. Stavibaby.com, man.
Yes.
All right. What do you got, Michael?
I'll be headlining the Improv in San Antonio the last week of August. That's the big one.
Nice. And then Woo-hoo. Next week, you're going to be with us.
Yes, I'll be with you guys next week.
Are you here, right?
Yeah, I'll have a couple of spots at the Lantern, and then I'll be here.
Yeah, he does.
What do you got?
Oh, come to the stand tonight.
Oh, what's up with the seat? Turn her volume up. She's very soft.
Come to the stand tonight. Last Roastmasters at the stand and before they move.
The stand is moving. Anybody who doesn't know that, they had their last show last night. I wish I could have made it down, but
yeah,
I didn't.
Show.
So make sure you go down and check out the stand tonight. Roastmasters, last one. They're going to be out of commission for a few months, and they're relocating into a bigger, better place.
Yeah, it's a few huge venue.
Huge venue.
It's nice.
A few blocks up. And, you know.
Yeah. Right by Union Square.
Yeah. Usually when a restaurant or some type of club relocates to a bigger venue, you know, the chances of it making it are very slim. But we're hoping that... No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, where's he going? Where's the positive turn?
No. We're hoping. Here at the Comedy Cellar, we're hoping. There's actually a voodoo doll up downstairs. Of Chris.
One of me.
No, man, they're going to kick it. Bigger venue, bigger place, bigger, better. Those guys know how to do it. And
it's going to rock.
It's going to fucking rock. So God bless them. Good luck to them and Patrick and Chris and all those guys over there. I want you to go, where the fuck is my dates? I'm at this week. If you're listening live, I'm in Vermont.
Club. Oh, remember Vermont?
Yeah, you fucked a redhead by a cannon. Fuck another date.
Jesus,
we're in fucking
right.
Vermont. We're supposed to be having a good time. This cocksucker.
We were having a great time.
Finger fucking a fat chick by a cannon.
Because we were sharing a room. I couldn't bring her back to our room.
Well, you could have shared a little bit.
Lecherous behavior.
Why does that bother you? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe in my heart, I'm puritanical.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? How long?
We don't fuck, though. I'm against that.
What?
Personally. Yeah.
Nick, what?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, well, you're fucking non-blinking eyes. Yeah. I can't tell. You should play poker. Yeah. All right. Go Vermont Comedy Club. Then I'm at the Pussycat. These guys are going to be there next week. Mm-hmm. Then I'm at the Laughing Skull. Very excited about that. I've only played there one time. I'm back in Atlanta, joining at the Laughing Skull. I'm excited about that. And Cap City, the week after that. Which is going to be awesome. And then I got this White Wolf. We're doing another Bushcraft Party Boys. I have a video going up on my premium channel tonight for all you premium members. Go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly and become a member of my premium. I would love to, you know, be even a quarter of what Cumtown could be. But
hey,
if
we
that...
believe in you, Bob. It's really cute what you're doing.
Strangle him with that fucking table.
If you already subscribe to Cumtown, you subscribe to his Patreon.
Yeah.
It's batch processing, so you only get one charge a month.
Oh,
and
really?
You get there's no service fees or additional things. It's because it's all just done batch processed as a Patreon.
You could have said that.
Thank you.
I
didn't know.
He doesn't
that,
fucking
Jesus
know anything.
Christ.
I don't know anything.
I'm
the
just
one
the cute
that's
actual
businessman.
I
stop
the one that laughs.
If you haven't picked it up, he's the fucking guy, and he's talent.
And that's,
that's what I learned of being on the road with him. I'm the guy, and he's just talent. He wants to be talent.
I only got into this to fire people.
Yeah. Well, can you hire me? I'll fucking draw. Knock my front tooth out. I'll draw a mustache, and I'll become a little kid. I'll laugh at everything you said. All right, you guys. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
Makes me happy every week. Okay. Liz?
What's going on? Comedy Cellar in Vegas.
How was it this week?
Attell and Jeff came in two nights. They did 40 minutes on each show. It was great.
That rules.
And we're doing a big guest coming soon.
Yeah.
We got a big get.
Yeah, I know.
Comedy Cellar Vegas just got a big get.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So look out for that.
I don't even know if I
could
say it.
You can't.
I'm going to wait. All right.
We have to wait. We'll say it next week.
All right. We'll say
it
next week.
But it's a big get. Comedy Cellar Vegas. Where do they go? ComedyCellar.com.
Yes. And you can get all the tickets.
If you're, and what's the code?
If you want $25 tickets for any of the shows.
Yeah.
CC Social, and it gets you $25 tickets for.
What?
Yes. For all the shows. And then this week. Oh, next week. That's right. J Train's out there with Des Bishop, and they're doing a ping pong tournament because that felt right. That felt
right.
What
is ping pong? I mean, they like a, is that the same thing as some docking?
Like, it will be.
That's the only way that would interest me. I saw Des Bishop and docking with Jared.
That's pulling the foreskin over, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
But one's Jewish, one has a fucking Irish uncircumcised dick. Mm. It would work perfectly.
He's only got one nut, too.
Who?
Des Bishop.
Really? Yep. Yeah. Is he on Cumtown?
No.
Yeah. No, because he always has one nut.
Yeah.
Two nuts.
You need two nuts to be on Cumtown?
Yeah. You got to come.
Fuck, I do. My nuts are huge. Nice. I love my nuts. I do. I'm very proud of my nuts. Not proud of my dick.
Yeah.
But if you're into nuts, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I got fucking dog balls. So they used to call me in jail, Dog Ball Kelly. You guys are the best fans in the world. I want to thank all you guys, Becky, Mike, Zach, Cumtown Boys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks
really fucking
us,
hilarious. Liz,
we'll
see you guys next week. You know what, dude? Hey, what's up? Happy Father's Day, everybody. Father's Day was a couple days ago, and if you didn't get what you wanted, or you just wanted to make the very best tasting steaks on your own grill, then there's no other finer gift than the ultimate steakhouse experience provided by The Man Grate. I have it on my grill. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only 100% cast iron man grate is the perfect gift for anyone that loves the great taste of meat on their grill. For the perfect steakhouse taste, you need The Man Grate. That's mangrate.com. You know what, dude? Man Grate. It ensures juicier, tenderer meat with no flare-ups and perfect sear marks every single time, dude. All right, Man Grate's patented design delivers steakhouse quality flavor right at home. Order now, and you can still get 40% off the Father's Day special of premium brushes and the Man Grate at mangrate.com. Just enter coupon code DAD18. Not even if you're not a dad, just enter DAD18 and you get 40% off. You see, when it comes to cooking out, not all grills are created equal. And no matter what you're currently using, the Man Grate will change it for the better, dude. Each Man Grate is 8 pounds of raw cast iron, 100% American made and designed to fit on top of virtually any grilling surface. Just take it out of the box, set it on top of your existing grill, and get to grilling. That's it. That's all there is. Get something that won't disappoint. Get 40% off all grates and custom heavy-duty brushes right now by using code DAD18 at checkout. That's mangrate.com. Enter DAD18 at checkout to get 40% off all grates and brushes. Man Great.
Hey, guys, we had a great episode today. Becky did an awesome job. Tell them if they want to mail us anything, where they got to send that to.
Yeah, you can mail it to 117 McDougal Street, attention YKWD, New York, New York, 10012.
All right, and if you want to be here in studio with us, email us at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. Follow us on Instagram at ykwdudepodcast. Don't follow the other ones. Those aren't going to be activated anymore. Follow this one. See what's going on. Follow me at Mike V. Suarez. Follow Gabby at Gabby is Brian. And follow Becky. He has amazing photography at Human Places. There's a 3 in there. Zach will put it on the screen. Thanks for showing up, guys.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.